radio station.
Someone's going to get offended. It's just the way the world works. So to hopefully save everyone a little time and or energy, here's this. The opinions that you hear are those of the host and callers, and not those of iHeartMedia, its management, or advertisers.
The Monsters in the Morning. Monsters in the Morning. Monsters in the Morning.
Yes, it is. Hey, you wanted the best. You got the best. The hottest talk show in the morning anywhere in the country. It's the Monsters in the Morning on Real Radio 104.1. And we are broadcasting live on iHeartRadio. We're live on our YouTube channel right now.
Yeah.
So if you go to iHeart Monsters Radio on YouTube, you'll be able to check out the show live today. That means we talk smack in between the breaks and forget you guys are listening. That happens all the time. So that seems to be an exciting part of the whole day. It's a Friday. It's Friday the 13th. Do you believe in that crap? We'll talk about that here in a minute. I'm Russ Rollins, host of the program, and with everyone, we'll do this until 11. Here is the producer, the Angel of Boom, Angel Rivera.
Cool, logo.
To my right, Mr. Motivation, Carlos Navarro.
To the top, never stop, baby.
This man has got to be off today. We got Ryan Holmes coming in a little bit. Dan Cummings will come in a little bit later on in the show. He's going to be performing at the Improv. We got the ones and twos. We got Bear of the Week. We got a beautiful Friday, and we got plans to go on the casino cruise tomorrow. Looking forward to that. You can text us at 77031. If you haven't tried that before, you can try it. Someone just texted me and said, did Russ see the new Ryobi garage door opener?
Oh, dude, somebody sent it to me, too. It looks amazing. I want it.
I must have received about 100 people who have sent that to me, and that's very nice of you guys, and I do appreciate it. It's very cool. I have not gotten it yet. My old.
So what they do with the Ryobi products with you is what happens with me with Oreo products.
Yeah.
Whatever they see, hey, let me see this.
Yeah. You know what it is for me? Pizza.
Pizza.
Pizza and Scarface, which is awesome.
That's
like two big parts of my life.
Well, with me, it's Ryobi, it's Kiss, and it's Batman.
Boner pills.
Yeah, boner pills,
and,
I'm sure.
And boner pills. Do you know? Well, I'll tell you later.
Well, that Ryobi, too. So, look, your love of Ryobi has passed on it. Because I would go into Home Depot, and I'd see Ryobi stuff, and that color, I guarantee, is the most eye-catching color for males in the world.
Yeah.
It's got to be the number one color.
It's that green, greenish.
Neon Hulk green kind of.
I love it.
And I love it, too. So now I have begun to collect. I had an older set of tools, and so I'm slowly kind of replacing them, and I had to use the reticulating saw the other day.
Oh, and it feels manly to use that stuff, too.
It really does.
Yeah.
It really does, especially that one. But Ryobi is an ingenious company. I wish they advertised. They don't need to. They're so good.
Actually, I heard an advertisement the other day on the show. It was Ryobi, and they were advertising that it was like a Home Depot week or Ryobi week or something. So
it's actually the other way around. It's a Home Depot spot. Because I looked into it as well. Because I was like, what are you guys doing? I have a guy here who talks about this a lot.
I collect them.
Yeah, and then come to find out it was a Home Depot promotion.
And anytime we go to Home Depot, and I'll be walking with my wife. I'm like, "Oh, let's go look and see what's new." And she just shakes her head, like you don't need, you don't use that, Russ. I'm like, what? "But it's part of the package."
What's
of
a Ryobi one you have that you don't use? Like, in all honesty, because I'm looking at a lot of the stuff. Like, I got the saw.
Just out of curiosity, I'm just going to see. There's a couple things I'm looking at.
Okay, all right. I'll tell you if I want to.
The drywall screw gun.
See, I don't have that yet.
See, I don't know why I have a drywall job I need to do, but I don't think I need to buy one for one piece of drywall, right?
How about the hybrid LED project light?
Which one's
that? Yes, I got that. Yeah.
Is that like a little, kind of drawing the line or whatever, like a chalk line?
No, it's
kind of
like a light. I guess you can put it in multiple different positions and it'll handle for you.
What's that?
How about this one? Here's one. The 3-gallon Project Wet Dry Vacuum.
I don't have that, and I almost
the
bought
the brushless
this.
Hammer drill driver set. I just like the name of
it. Oh,
that.
The drill drivers are cool, yeah.
Almost bought the pump. They've got a pump that will, it's like pump out a sink or pump out a pool or whatever. And I had it in my hands, and I'm walking with it, and my wife said, what are you going to use it for? I said, I don't know, but it matches everything.
You don't even have a pool.
I don't even have a pool, no. Just in case something gets flooded, I can,
quickly
unflood it.
Yeah, okay, so that's one I don't need.
Are you guys familiar with, and this is interesting.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Are you guys members of Ryobi Nation?
No, I just started following Ryobi on Instagram. I want to be part of Ryobi Nation. I'll die for them.
I think you guys might want to look into becoming members of Ryobi Nation, right, because dude, what it does
do
is...
Do I get a t-shirt?
Who do we have to fight? We have to fight Craftsman?
Yo, Craftsman!
No, we don't want
get
to fight...
out the house!
Bro, we don't want to fight Craftsman.
No, Craftsman, tough as hell. They walk out.
They're actually stepping up. Ryobi fits me, which is a guy that tries to fix stuff around the house.
We'll find some
Craftsman
gym.
Is like four steps up for the real men roofers out
and
there.
And what it looks like Ryobi Nation is an extension off their website where it shows you different projects and things that people are doing and gives you, you know, could be a good source for ideas and stuff of projects to use, or guys showing off their Ryobi tools doing these projects.
Yeah, Instagram is like Ryobi porn,
so
man.
So this Ryobi Nation would be like the center of all that, those IG photos.
Love it. Love it.
Do they have any I've not seen a Ryobi t-shirt, and I've been looking for one. No?
They probably have some.
I haven't seen it.
Hold on.
I don't know.
Did I not say we're live on YouTube right now?
Yeah.
And I'm on. I'm in the chat right now. And somebody said, "Goat Mania," said it's called a reciprocating saw. I said reciprocating saw?
I thought it was reciculating, which probably ain't a word.
You sound like damn.
It's reciculating.
It's reciculating.
Good thing that you guys are two hardcore lovers of this product.
Exactly.
Well, the vacuum cleaner is not good. I will say that. And someone just sent me a thing and said they've got the garage door opener and they had a problem with it. But you know what?
Oh, no.
If I need a garage door opener, I will get the Ryobi. Right now, mine's fine. I fixed it myself the other day. I feel like a Superman. Fixed it myself. Man, in my neighborhood, a bear, a buddy of mine, Scott York, saw a bear by his house. It's the biggest bear. I didn't realize bears got that big in
bears
the spring.
Bears are gigantic animals. They're massive.
I've seen them before when I lived out in Sanford, and they were like, okay, it's a bear. It's not that big, like a
typically,
big dog.
Typically, the Florida bear is a little smaller than what you see in other places. So that bear that I think I've seen the photos of that.
Yeah.
That's a big boy. Wherever he's posted up at.
He's hungry.
Yeah, he's getting to eat.
Yeah, I bet he must be going to the Kobe. He's going to the Kobe garbage can.
A lot of white sauce.
Man, he better slow down.
He's like, white sauce, none of that ginger crap.
He and I need to hook up and go on a diet together. You bear.
Does Ryobi make any diet things?
No.
Because would you take a Ryobi diet pill?
Oh yeah. I had to sneak out with my hydroxy cut things today because my wife told me to stop taking them just because I was sweating blood the other day.
Who cares?
Why would that slow you down?
Yeah. She's like, don't you take those? I'm like, oh okay. Well.
Dude, my wife's worried about you.
Well, is she?
Yeah, she said.
She's so sweet. I like your wife. Is she coming to the cruise tomorrow?
She will be there. She's playing a lot of bingo and roulette. Those are her games and my games.
Yeah, I tried to do. Well, we still have this $1,000 to give away, and they were trying to, like want to come up with a way to do it. And some people made a couple suggestions. I'm like, that's lame. That's lame. I don't want to I don't want it to be lame. I want it to be memorable for some people.
Yeah.
And I think now we know exactly how we're going to do it.
I think it's perfect. Yeah.
So here's the deal. So when you show up that day, tomorrow at 5:30, and there's about 800, I think there are more people going now, 800 plus going on this cruise with us to go gambling and stuff. We'll be there at 5:30 to, take photos with people. Our buddy Wayne Sysok will be there taking the photos. I've got, and Angel, you might get a kick out of this. I've got, I bought probably like 5,000 of those business cards that have the YouTube channel on them and everything.
Yeah, the ones you gave us, right?
Yeah. So I've given them to you and about six other people. I'm really bad at giving out cards. So the idea is I sign one, Carlos signs one, Miguel signs one, Devin Siebel signs one, and James John signs one. And we put those five in a big bag with a whole with 800 others, right? And as when we meet you and take a photo with you, you go in, you draw one out. If you draw one that says Carlos, you win $200.
Boom, and they're happy and they kiss me on the cheek and
that way
hug them
I can get rid of them goddamn cards.
Yeah.
Because
if you throw away your card immediately afterwards, you'll be thrown off the boat.
Don't throw the card away. Make me feel like you're using it.
Yeah, I mean,
for God's sake.
It works as a coaster. It works great as a throwing star.
Yeah.
Yes.
There's multiple uses for this thing.
Yes.
Russ spent $15 at Vistaprint.
Russ spent more than that. Russ has a bad spinning problem sometimes. Yeah. I'm like, oh no, get the heavy best. Stock and
yeah,
get the.
Why didn't you use Vistaprint?
Because they give it away there.
Yeah.
No, I might have, but still, I got the you know the embossed and the stamped and the whatever other.
No, you did. You did good.
Yeah. Are we live on YouTube?
Oh yeah, we are.
Okay, good. Live on the YouTube channel. So that means we'll talk to folks during the break when we can, when we're on the YouTube channel. Oh, I got something really cool to tell you about that happened yesterday. We got, of course, we'll do some prizes around 7 o'clock or so. We'll do the open phones at eight. Around 8 o'clock or so, depending on what's happening, and it's a good loosey goosey Friday.
Yeah, man.
I mean, we're going into the weekend. It's almost the 15th, right? Is that the 15th would be Sunday?
Hell yeah, payday for a lot of people.
Payday? No, it is Friday the 13th. I will tell you, I don't believe in that.
Oh,
crap.
Oh man, this is the first time I thought about that today.
I don't believe in that crap. I don't believe in just because it's the 13th, some bad luck thing's going to happen. I think it's going to be
you just like
super good luck today.
You just love tempting fate, don't you?
I dare fate to give me a bad. Day. You can't give me a bad day. I'm in too good a mood. I'm on too many hydroxy cuts. There's no way I'm going to be in a bad mood today.
Hell yeah.
And I'll tell you some really cool news I got yesterday when we come back. You're listening to the Monsters of the Morning. Friday, and you're listening to the Monsters in the Morning on Real Radio 104.1. I'm Russ Rollins, along with Dirty Jim and Carlos here today. Ryan Holmes will be in a little bit later on, and I don't know, Jeff Howe might be here. I got Dan Cummings coming in.
Absolutely.
So it'll be a beautiful day. Hey, by the way, we got our ratings yesterday. Thank you guys so much, everyone that listens to the show and makes this show number one. We do appreciate that. That is awesome news to have every 3 months, 4 months or so.
Something like that. Yeah.
But yeah, thank you guys for all the support and love. We do appreciate it. And it seems like everyone is digging the YouTube channel that we've been doing this year. Started it in January. Now we're already into the halfway through July.
Can you believe it?
I know. I can't believe it. Halfway through July, we're almost, so that's, think about it. It seems like we just started, doesn't it?
No.
We just started the YouTube channel.
Oh, I mean, okay. Yeah. In that regard, yes, absolutely. Yeah. Well, that is something new. That is something absolutely brand new. But, it feels like we were halfway through the year. Absolutely, though. single bit of it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Hey, I want to show you this. I don't know if you've seen this yet, Angel. I know that I talked to Carlos about a little bit today. Austin, when I'm doing this, can you make sure you show what's up on here? That way the YouTube folks can watch it. So yesterday I had another one of my writing sessions. And for those that don't know, I've talked about it a lot, but I'm writing a graphic novel, which is a fancy word for comic book, basically.
Yep.
And the comic book, I've already written the first one. I'm halfway through the second one. So, you know, one comic book or one graphic novel is 88 pages. And on 88 pages, there's like about five or six panels
of art with words and story,
and you got to describe each one. And it's really a lot more work than anyone I think ever realized.
Oh, yeah.
At least I didn't know. I've read comic books my whole life. I didn't know how much work went into them, right? And nobody does the whole thing. You've got writers, then you've got people that are artists, then you've got people that do the coloring. And
it's a group effort.
It's a group effort, right? So I told the story about last week, we had gotten 8 pages in to the graphic novel, and the guy that's doing the drawing, he's a local guy, and I'm not mad at him. I really am not. He actually did me a favor, but he got halfway through, and he said because of religious beliefs, he couldn't draw the next couple pages. And it was like I say, it's a graphic novel. This is not for kids. And it was two girls kissing. And he had a problem with that. He's like, my religious beliefs won't allow me to draw that. And we're like, okay, well, I don't understand because I can't draw that. But 2 pages before, there was a guy sticking a knife through a guy's throat, and that was okay.
No problem. What? Lots of that was in the Bible, and that's okay.
I guess, whatever. That's your beliefs. Like, okay, that's your deal. So we go kind of scrambling, and we find a guy who's doing the cover of the comic book. Said, you know what? I wouldn't mind doing the interior, and the interior is all the stuff inside. And so I'm talking to Jeff Coffin about it because you don't understand. This guy is like world famous. And I'm like, okay. I mean, a lot of people are world famous for different things. You know?
So am I, sucker. You ever seen the big match Mark Merrill versus and Dusty Rhodes?
That's right.
I got a guitar in my face.
I'm world famous too.
Okay. That guitar is hanging in a Croatian Wrestling Hall of Fame.
But Angel, I got to meet this guy yesterday. Now, not in person, but on the phone. And he's got a new comic that's coming out just this month, and it's the cover of Harlequin. And this guy's a DC comic, a guy, and he's been doing it for a long time. And some of the biggest covers that I even have at my house, he's done.
Now, that is awesome, man.
The 25th anniversary special for Harlequin. His name is Ken Hunt, and if you look him up, he's got all kinds of covers that he's done.
Dude, his brother is awesome, too. Mike is a sensational artist.
And he draws Batman and Batman comics, and which obviously you guys know, I'm the biggest Batman fan ever.
Dude.
Look at that's one of the covers he did, Angel.
That is awesome.
That's one of the covers that he did. And then that's another, that's actually a famous drawing that he did for DC Comics. And
man, these are really, for those on radio, they're dope ass.
Yeah,
Batman.
We're showing it on our YouTube channel. Talon, I have the entire series of that, and he drew the covers of all that.
That's awesome.
And so,
man.
So on my very first graphic novel, I got one of the world's famous guys that's going to be working on the whole thing. Not just doing the cover, but doing the interior as well. How cool is that?
Man, that's amazing, dude.
I got to
tell
you.
Congrats, man.
Thank you. I'm super excited about it, obviously, because, you know, you do something, you want it to be successful, you want it to go well, and all that kind of stuff, but, you know.
But you know what? That is life, right? Early motivational minute, 6:24, boom. It's so interesting that you brought it up when that happened, when that other artist wasn't able to do it because of his own beliefs. That had nothing to do with you. It was just his own deal. That's fine, right?
Remember, I wasn't mad about it.
Right, but you could have been.
You
could have been pissed, and you could have wasted your time and energy going at that guy, negotiating. Well, you've been the contract said,
because he'd already done 8 pages,
right? And this would take us back, and so many people would have done that. But instead, God, the universe, whatever you want to call it, said, "Hey, guess what, man? This other guy, he's chilling in the cut for you."
Yeah. And this guy actually, he lives up in Massachusetts. When I talked to him yesterday, he was out on his walk, and he was thinking about the character I've created and wanting to do some other things with it that takes it to a total different level, because he's already done art for DC, and he's going to pitch that idea to DC.
Wow.
I mean, there's a lot of really cool things happening with this, and it's exciting. I mean, and I've worked a lot on it, and I know there are a lot of people that think, oh, you know, it's going to be BS, you're a radio guy, you know nothing about comic books, and I love that.
Yeah,
that's when I am at my best, is when people doubt me.
No,
and so now I'm really feeling high on this whole thing. It's really feeling good, but
it's either high on that or the oxy.
Or the hydroxy.
Hydroxy.
But yeah, super excited about it. You can see, if you can't see it now on YouTube, if you go to Monsters FM, I put some of the photos up, and I put a little bio up of Ken Hunt, who is going to be he's going to do the cover and the inside. Now, for those, I had a couple calls yesterday from women who want to be the cover model for the graphic novel, and they had to get their nurse's costume today, take the photos tomorrow, and send them in by Monday, and I said that was fine. So you have until Monday to send your photos in if you would want to be on the cover of this. By the way, we have signed paperwork. This will be distributed worldwide. So if you're on the cover, not only it'll be distributed worldwide, but when we do comic conventions, you'll be invited to come sign the cover and get paid to do it.
Right.
So
that's awesome.
If you become Jolly Jane, you become that character, it could be lucrative in the future. So take those photos if you think and look, you can put a redheaded wig on. You don't have to be a redhead.
Okay.
You
know? I have a friend of mine who's an RN very good looking.
Yes.
Very good looking.
Yeah.
He's built a little differently.
He's
a sexy dude.
Yeah, this is for women.
I guess you're against dudes dressing.
I'm against dudes dressing as nurses. Yes.
Nurses. Well, he was going to wear scrubs. He was going to wear scrubs as well, because he's a professional.
Not a good idea. No.
They don't wear those outfits anymore, Russ.
With the
sexy nurses.
Well, they do in this comic book. They do in this. But, man, I got to tell you, they're really excited about it. If you want more information,
cool,
go to our website at monsters.fm. That's monsters.fm. Like, you can see some of the artwork this guy's done and what the character is that I'm developing. And it will be out probably October, November, depending on how things go.
Perfect.
All right, you're listening to the Monsters of the Morning. Radio. I kind of miss playing the drums, Carlos. Those were the days.
You were one of the best I've ever seen.
I was on time. My timing was impeccable. It was the fills that would throw me off, the drum fills. Now I'm off time. I like to do one thing and keep my mind on it. Welcome back to the Monsters of the Morning on Real Radio 104.1. I'm Russ Rollins, along with Angel and Carlos. Today, it's a beautiful Friday. I don't know if it's the hydroxy cuts or
you're amped.
Had a lot of good things happen yesterday.
I'm with you, man.
But you know what? The day before that, I had a lot of bad things happen. I had a crappy day on Wednesday. I'm like, man, it sucks. And then one day turns it all around and everything's good.
That is life. That's a roller coaster.
It is. It's crazy. I'm going to flip this over so we can see something else other than the Batman thing. We're going on the cruise on Saturday, and I was racking my brain trying to come up with a good idea to give that $1,000 away, because we've got so many people going that the owner of Victory Casino Cruise was thrilled. He's like, I'm going to give you guys an extra $1,000 to give out however you want to your listeners. And so I came up with a couple ideas I thought were good. Here was the first idea I came up with, okay? When people come up, they're going to give us their name, all right, and then pick a number between 1 and 36. And the number that we got the most, like let's say if 20 was the number that people wrote down the most,
right?
We would take all those names, put it on 20, and put $1,000 on 20, and if they win, they can split the money. I thought that was an ingenious idea.
That would have been fun.
I mean, could you imagine?
A lot of math?
Well, not much math. No, just count all the ones that,
Anytime counting is involved is a lot of math to me.
Well, the problem is the amount that you can put on roulette on one thing.
Oh, they got table limits?
Yeah, it's $25.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Dude, every bet I make is like $50. I'm a high roller.
You're a high roller.
I guess I'll temper my bets.
Yeah, so we couldn't do that. So, here's what we should do then. Let's get 1,000 ones, put them in one of those money-blowing machines, and then give them 30 seconds. People give them 30 seconds, try to grab the money. You can't pin it up against your buddy. You got to grab it in the air, and then, walk out, and everybody get a chance to play. That'd be kind of fun. Now they don't have a money machine. Damn it. All right, no money machine. Then it was bingo. I'm like, okay, let's do bingo.
Yeah, we thought a bunch of ideas.
$1,000 for bingo. We don't have bingo cards. I'm like, oh. So here's what we're, and I'm telling this story for a reason, because, sometimes ideas can be really good, and sometimes they can be too good. I don't think this one's going to fall in the too good category. I just think it's going to be okay.
All right.
But, Carlos and I are going along with the guys from Real Labs. So there's five of us.
Boom.
So what we'll do is five of us will sign a card, one of these cards that I have, and to promote the YouTube channel, basically. And when you walk up, take a photo with us, you can stick your hand in like a bag, pull a card out. If you get a card signed by
Arlos's pants,
Carlos, or by Miguel or Russ or any, if you get one of those, you get $200. That's kind of cool. And that way I can pass out my cards.
Right.
Because I forget to pass out cards to remind people to go to our YouTube channel. It's iHeart Monsters Radio on YouTube. So that's not a bad idea, but it's not a great idea. It's just it's what I could come up with, But the guys who probably work promotions for Build-A-Bear, somebody came up with an idea, and it falls under the too good of an idea. Did you guys hear and see what happened with the Build-A-Bear?
Yes, because my daughter went out there with a friend.
Did she?
Yeah.
And they had to close down Build-A-Bears all over the country yesterday.
Yeah.
Have you heard this yet, Angel?
I have not.
So somebody in their marketing department said, hey, we got a great idea. Let's do this. Let's do a thing where it's Build-A-Bear, and you pay for your age, right? So if your daughter's three, then the Build-A-Bear just costs $3. If she's two, if it's five, eight, or whatever, and normally they're $20.
Yeah.
So they had people lined up. I mean, I saw in Minnesota at the Mall of America, they had people lined up like outside.
I don't know what mall my daughter went to. I think it may be the Daytona Beach one, but there was, I think, 2,000 people out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They had to close it down. Yes, Angel.
Doesn't this scream like this was done on purpose?
I don't think they thought that this many people would show up.
This may be how jaded I am.
You're pretty jaded.
And if they did, it's genius.
Right, that's what I'm saying. And how gimmicky I think everything is. Because you can't, there's no way that you can convince me after the million times that, you know, Carlos does the boardroom kind of talk with us and everything and how these ideas come up that they didn't think this through. When would we, as a morning show, 100,000 watt radio station, coast to coast, as high as Gainesville, so low as Fort Pierce, would we have ever mentioned the words Build-A-Bear?
I know. But and do you know why they said they'd close it down? Because it was unsafe to have that many people online.
Right when you said it, I pulled it up. The footage that they have up here. It doesn't look cool for kids to be around. It looks like a frenzy mob.
That's what
and
it
you
was.
Know how three-year-olds get when they're like, I want this!
And you know what was really bad? There were seven-year-olds walking up and down selling candy cigarettes. Like, yo, you want to get this? You can wait in line. You can have a little bit of this candy cigarette, yo.
So, okay, so you think they planned it this way? Because what they
100%.
It points out in this article is that, you know, they did it during the summertime when all the kids were
exactly.
off school.
Exactly. They know.
And
every kid's out of school. Every kid's at home. And every kid was driving their parents nuts or grandparents nuts.
Oh, yeah.
We got to go to the mall.
Okay. Just let me get a pretzel first. Oh, my God. Look at that line.
Mom, Grandma, I'm five. I could get a Build-A-Bear for $5.
For $5, yeah. They're quoting that it was madness. People were so
absolutely
kids lose their mind over Build-A-Bears,
and there were people that were in line that said they never could have afforded to get their kid a Build-A-Bear ever before, but now their 5-year-old could get one because $20 was a little too much. $5 that can
know what? I hope that we keep the pressure on Build-A-Bear to make good for this because there's going to be a ton. Now think about all the dejected kids, all the dejected 5, 6, 7-year-olds who didn't get their Build-A-Bear because they had to shut it down because some moron didn't think this all the way through. Back in corporate in Minnesota.
See, isn't that the way of the world? You're trying to find a negative spin on it.
No, they did a wonderful thing. They did not do a wonderful thing because there's ton of, look at all the kids they turned back. Look at all those crying faces of all those little
and
kids. You know
what? And those kids are still crying to get their Build-A-Bear. And the prices will go back up tomorrow, and they're going to sell
more. And so, they screwed the parents.
Sell.
I'm one of them. I talked to my daughter last night. She's like, we couldn't get there, and I really want to. All right, honey, we'll go this weekend. We'll get to one.
But this weekend, they're $50.
Mr. Financial Audit.
I know.
Now you're going to kick down $27.50.
Hey, that's my spending plan for my kid. It's in there. It's budgeted.
It's a beautiful plan because it was only a one-day thing, right? So if you're in line and you couldn't get it, and now your kid really wants to build a bear, then you got to go back tomorrow and pay the
regular
retail price.
Oh, and if you want to get the build a bear, a vest. That vest is $27.
Oh yeah, because it's like, mommy, my build a bear is naked.
Yeah, my build a bear wants a bracelet. The bracelet. So it's $20. Well, the two come with them. I mean, it's insane. The person who created Build-A-Bear must be one of the smartest people in the world.
They are high-fiving today, going, this was perfect. We're all over the news. There's madness for our product.
This
I love it.
This racket is the same kind of racket that the American Doll thing is a racket.
Yeah.
Because now...
Oh, you hate it.
This was a complete sham, and they completely thought this all the way through. Guess by the end of the day, because of how this was such a debacle, guess what they were offering to do?
What?
So Build-A-Bear is offering parents... $15 vouchers to make up for the fact that you couldn't come in and get your bear on.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Oh, yeah, because the average price of a bear is anywhere from 10 to $25.
Oh, that's cheap.
And then if you want to get all the accessories and whatever, it can go push it up over $100.
Oh, yeah. Hey, it's marketing, man. That's what we're doing. We're selling bear and bear stuff.
It's a racket.
You don't want to walk out with some busted-ass $80 stuffed animal.
You got to get the sneakers. You got to get him the jacket. You got to get him the headphones. His own Corvette.
Yeah, Build-A-Bear has like a little clearance section that has like movies that didn't do too well. So there's like the John Carter bear, and he has like a little staff. You know, there's the Jar Jar Binks bear. And it's like, we were a little more broke. I told my daughter, I was like, why don't you get the John Carter bear? He's really lucky. He looks mean.
I wonder what Frank the Bear would dress like if we had a Frank the Bear stuffed animal.
Oh, he's got a pack of smokes, a bottle of whiskey.
Oh, he's a Florida. A Skinner t-shirt, I think. And he lives out probably.
I'm sure Frank is really happy about about this.
Yeah, well, probably.
You know what I mean?
We'll find out in a minute. Hey, the same fervor and the same, you know, excitement that they had for the Build-A-Bear, hopefully we'll have for these business cards I have on tomorrow night. Geez. The people in line trying to get a business card, and if you get one from one of the guys from Real Laughs or the Monsters, you get $200. I think that's a good bit, and that way I get to use these business cards that are just sitting back there doing nothing else. So that's the way we're going to do it tomorrow, and I want to thank the people from Victory Casino Cruise for giving us the extra $1,000 to give away to our listeners. That's very cool, and you can still go on the cruise. Just go to monsters.fm or realradio.fm, type in Victory, and you can go with us. We have over 800 people going now. Also, special guests are coming with us, like Ryan Holmes, Bo the Big Man Rhodes. We got Vince Taylor's going with us and a bunch of folks, so it should be good.
You might want to take this. He's not in a good mood.
On the line right now, who's this? Oh, Frank the Bear. Frank the Bear, who lives out in the Sanford area. Is that correct?
Why are you revealing? Why are you blowing up a spot?
Well, you know, just
what the F, man?
Aim, and shoot.
What the F, dude? We're friends. Cool.
Frank the Bear, we're talking about a story where kids are lined up to get their own bears are popular. But they dress these bears up, and I was just thinking out loud, I wonder what a Frank the Bear would look like.
Well, Frank the Bear, first off, rawr.
Yeah.
Just about this whole goddamn promotion.
It's a great promotion. It gets kids excited about bears. You know what it does? It humanizes bears. Oh, so that way, right. As these kids grow up, they don't want to shoot and kill you.
Right. Yeah, because they're definitely not trying to kill me at every second.
Yeah, and then, look, Russ, you humanize Frank the Bear, and then when he goes and grabs one of these little tykes and eats it as a morsel, then we get mad at Frank.
Right. Thank you, Angel. All right. Look,
yeah.
If you leave me around a bunch of kids, I'm going to try and eat the kids.
Even the ones that love bears?
Oh, especially the ones that love bears. I mean, this whole rawr gave me a little idea. I'm going to put a little box, see? Uh-huh. And then a little stick on the box. Rawr. And then in the woods, I'm going to leave a little Build-A-Bear because these little effers are standing in line for this around the Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, they're going crazy for a bear.
And then I can catch me a little kid. Barbecue kid.
Barbecue kid. Question, Frank the Bear. I thought you lived in the Sanford area, but I saw a friend of mine took a picture of a big, fat bear in the Springs yesterday, and he was asking me, oh, do you think this is Frank the Bear? I laughed at that. I thought, no, he doesn't come to the Springs. True or false, were you in the Springs?
True.
That big-ass fat bear was you?
Right. It's me, buddy. Rawr, and I'm coming for your trash.
No, leave my trash
alone. Damn, Frank, not for nothing. Photographs of that, you're eating good, dude.
Yeah, you can get a little...
You bet your ass, but I'm going for my Mecca, and that's Russ's trash can.
Oh, you're going for the boner pills and hydroxycut.
Listen, if you think...
Absolutely. I think if I hit your trash can, Russ, I'm getting a bare boner.
Shut up.
Just your scraps would feed a grown man for 3 months. Rawr.
You're not thinking this through. Do you really think a whole lot of food hits my garbage can?
Oh, God. My plan has been a sham the whole time.
Right, exactly. It's just paper and, nothing.
Well, how about this? Leave me some little bit of food outside, and I won't eat your Ryobi stuff.
All right, question. Okay, so let's say some of the kids didn't get to go to Build-A-Bear yesterday and get get a bear for your age promotion, and they're going to go this weekend to get it because they couldn't get through the other day, and they wanted to make a Frank the Bear. You know, when they buy their teddy bear, what would Frank the Bear be wearing?
Well, first off, I'm not wearing any pussy ass clothes. Rawr.
Oh, you're naked?
No, naked. Okay, and what I'm also gonna have is a finely rolled blunt. All right, rawr. Okay, that's gonna be behind my bear ear. Okay? then I'm gonna have a bear do-rag, rawr, because I like to keep my waves wavy. And then after that, just real gangster, man. And then what I'm going to be is anatomically correct, because what y'all don't know is bears be packing. You
know what I'm saying? I had no idea.
Frank the Bear stuffed animal, mommy's going to have some explaining to why are there two giant bean bags by bears privates.
That's ridiculously
it's not
horrible.
Ridiculous. Big seller. I'm willing to license my name.
Frank the Bear?
Frank the Bear for two old DiGiorno's and some dog poop.
Hey, you know, today is also National Nude Day, and I'm wondering, when you're a bear and you're going in people's backyards and stuff, you ever come across anyone naked in the backyard?
Phrasing.
That's true, but... seeing that if I was looking at a naked woman, rawr, that'd be bestiality, Russ. Disgusting.
I'm sorry. I didn't know we drew the line with you.
I'm not a sicko. I'm banging other bears.
Okay.
Other humans. What are you doing, man? Rawr, is that your next comic book? Bear Man Bangs Women?
Bear Man Bangs. You know, I'm going to write that down. Bear Man Bangs Women. Pretty good.
Give me a cut. 69%. All
right. Well, there you go. There's Frank the Bear. Thank you, Frank.
Wow.
Yeah, you too. Okay.
A little agitated, Frank, this morning.
So, would you, as a parent, would you be mad if you got in line, you couldn't get your
Build-A-Bear? I'd be annoyed. It's an annoyance, right? So here's the thing. I mean, people were texting in, and I got a confirmation. They were giving out the $15 voucher, right, at the stores. If you didn't get it at the store, you only had until midnight last night to grab it.
Oh.
Hold on. The date is. You got till the 15th. I'm sorry. If you log on to Build-A-Bear Bonus Club account by midnight, July the 15th, you can claim your coupon there as well if you didn't get one at one of the shops.
So
and that's a PSA. That's me doing a good looking out for Build-A-Bear.
Yeah, man.
Because I didn't have to give out that extra piece of information to calm all these parents down who are freaking out because they couldn't get their kids a damn bear.
Which do you think is the bigger racket? Would it be the American Girl?
American Girl doll.
Yeah, or the... Well, the Build-A-Bear, though, is for boys and girls.
Right.
So do you think makes more money, American Girl or
American
Build-A-Bear?
Girl.
I think
Build-A-Bear is in every single...
No, I understand, but we're talking economies here, right? Because here's the thing. If you go to the official store, American Doll store, whatever, right?
Brother, I've been there.
Yeah,
I've
been there. Right? So, the price points is what I'm saying. An outfit isn't cheaper than $45, $50 bucks.
Oh, I know.
The buildings, the dolls, all that, the bedroom sets, you're talking $75, $100. You could get it, you know, conceivably, you can go in here to Build-A-Bear and get a bear with a decent shirt and whatever for $25 bucks.
Okay.
I think isn't Build-A-Bear a public company?
I don't even know.
I think they're a public company. I mean, they are. I'm pretty sure because I sat there and talked to them before because I'm just the whole business model is amazing that it works this way. But American Girl, I've swayed my daughter from getting the American Girl doll. She'd be like, "I want to get." I'd be like, "No, no,
what'd
no."
What'd you tell her? What'd you tell
her? I say, "No, these blue box girls at Target are much better."
The blue box girl
is basically the generic American doll.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, no, they're the blue box girls.
Yeah, I'm like American Girl. Like, no, the blue box girls. These are everybody. It's like the Babysitter's Club, but they're the blue box girls.
I got super lucky with that. Luckily for me, my little one, she's got an older cousin, and so she handed down to her like two or three of the dolls, so I only got stuck for one.
Yeah.
So I avoided a huge bullet on that one. But man, that I'd like you walk into one of those, and I'm like, oh, I just might as well just throw my money at you.
Yeah. Oh, I know. When my daughter was young, it was
American Girl has been around.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
How long has it been around?
How old was my daughter? I mean, like after the 80s. So I mean.
Yeah, they started somewhere like mid-80s, dude.
Wow,
yeah,
mid-80s. I didn't know it was that long.
And when it first started, I'm like, oh, I want an American Girl. Okay, we'll go get one. I went to the store. I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Are we adopting a kid?
When do we get the actual kid?
My God.
Look, right now, I'm looking at, if you want to get the Our Generation Sweet Stop Ice Truck, right? It's $109. If you want to get the Beach House, it's $120. If you want to get the Generation Schoolroom, $130.
But you know what you're saying that, but the Barbie was the same way, because Barbie had to have 50 friends.
Right, those things were $25.
Well, okay, yeah.
I think the biggest, the most expensive thing was the actual Beach House. Now, at that point, that was $100.
Oh, yeah.
But and that was a huge, giant monstrosity.
And if you're, you know, if you were the divorced dad, you know, back then, and it's like, oh, I feel bad, I haven't seen you all week. Here's another Barbie.
Yeah.
She had 50 Barbies by the time. It's like, so I think it was an ingenious idea by the Build-A-Bear people.
Whatever.
A lot of people are mad about it, but you know, they're in the news. I was on CBS, NBC, ABC this morning. They showing the Build-A-Bear. I mean,
that's the game, man.
That's such a perfect gimmick.
What is there for boys? Like, you got the American Doll. What's
G.I. Joe?
No, but there's nothing at G.I. Joe that costs that much. That's what I'm saying. Like, what's the high-end kind of toy?
Oh, high-end. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, collectible kind of thing.
Yeah, I don't know.
Now, I don't know.
Because, like, Build-A-Bear, I mean, you know, I'm breaking balls here, but $25, whatever, that's not so bad. But, American Doll, that's 100, you know, each doll is, what, $75 to $100, $120 bucks, depending on.
I got my nephew a Batman, you know, action figure or whatever, and I gave it to him, and he's like, I don't play with dolls, Uncle Russ.
Well, then I'll keep it.
It's an action figure. Yeah, I did.
This thing will kick your ass.
It's still at my house. He didn't want it. All right, when we come back, it's time to do a little trivia. Your chance to win some stuff. All right, you got to get on the line. The telephone number to dial is 1-888-978-1041. Also, we're on our YouTube channel. It's iHeart Monsters Radio on YouTube. It's Friday Monsters Live. We're live all day. We do forget about that during the break sometimes and say things we shouldn't. Matter of fact, Carlos just cussed somebody out in the last segment.
I did.
Yeah. So
I ain't mad at him, but I did. Yeah.
So you might want to check it out. Monsters.fm. That's Monsters.fm. You're listening to the Monsters Morning.
Play on Real Radio 104.1 and FM 96.9 The Game. Go to realradio.fm/soccer for the broadcast schedule and latest soccer news. From Radio. Radio.
104.1. All rise. All rise. All rise. I say it once again, I do not believe in Friday the 13th. Ryan Holmes just brought us breakfast. That's already starting out to be a good day.
Yeah, it is.
Ryan Holmes, thank you for coming in. We appreciate it.
Absolutely, thanks, man. Happy to be here.
Happy Friday the 13th to you. Thanks for bringing us some food. It's the Monsters of the Morning on Real Radio 104.1. I'm Russ Rollins, along with Angel and Carlos and Ryan Holmes here today. We want to thank the people from WeAreNotTheBanks.com for sponsoring the Triple R segment at 7. It's Brad Siebert. Brad Siebert and his staff will help get you into a home. They did they did it for my daughter, helped her get her very first house. A very good friend of mine, Maggie, she was having problems with the company that she was using. Switched to Brad Siebert, had her house done in like a month. Dirty Jim just used Brad Siebert, and WeAreNotTheBanks.com. We have another friend of ours here, Diane, who got her house through them. I used WeAreNotTheBanks.com. I'll just give you a list of folks that are happy they use Brad Siebert and WeAreNotTheBanks.com. 407-636-9808. Even Jack, I think Jack used them to refinance. They do a great job. It's WeAreNotTheBanks.com. If you're going to buy a house, that's who you want to call. Get a loan, even if your credit score is 580 or less. It's WeAreNotTheBanks.com. Today's also National Nude Day, just so you know.
You a nude guy, Russ?
At my house?
You walk a lot of nude?
I'll let you just imagine.
That's enough imagining.
Yeah, I got it.
Matter of fact, there's a story out about how they're doing an open house today out at Cypress Cove, which is one of our sponsors. So if you've always been interested to run around naked outside, it's National Nude Day, and they're doing a open house out at Cypress Cove. Ryan Holmes, going down.
You know what? I always thought that'd be a cool idea until I saw the people that are at those places. And you know what? That's good on them.
I would tell you what. The very first time that this is a true story. I'll tell it real quick before we do the prizes. This was way back when we were starting radio. Okay, and when we were starting radio, it was me and Bo and Dirty Jim. Bo's my best friend. You've met Bo, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So, at the time, I still was working at my company. But we were paying to do radio, and of course Jim Phillips was on the air then, and Bo and I are driving to make our very first delivery to Cypress Cove, and as we're about to pull in, we hear Jim Phillips talking to and he's like, "Stan, you're on Real Radio 104.1," and Stan sounded just like Dirty Jim.
Because hey, Jim, how are you? I love you.
He calls and he goes, "Hey, Jim, hey, I wonder why Diet Cokes don't float," or something about Coke cans floating or something like that. And he was so impressed with this trivia he was giving to Jim Phillips. And I looked over at Bo, and Bo looked at me. I'm like, that ain't Stan. That's Dirty Jim trying to get on the radio again. And so we're pulling into Cypress Cove, and as we're pulling in, there are four butt-ass naked dudes playing tennis. And it looked like
we found our spot, buddy.
It looked like it was me and Bo playing now. You know, I mean, like, you know, let's say not in the perfect shape, like maybe the shape of Dusty Rhodes, the American Dream, playing tennis. And I was like, this is the craziest thing I ever saw in my life. But that's my Cypress Cove story. Now it's time for Angel to tell you what prize we have in the prize pinata. Makes you want to dance. You just trying to irritate that one dude.
This is my favorite bit.
I'm curious how long you're going to let me go one day, because I'm going to try to do 12 minutes and just let that music over and
it's
over.
It's your segment. Do what you want.
Prize Pinata is brought to you by Cinto Family Moving and Storage. It's a family-owned and operated company, and they are offering both residential and commercial moving services for businesses all over the country. Fully trained expert moving crew, adept in packing, furniture handling, safe driving, and excellent customer service. Go to the website, centomoving.com. That's CENTOmoving.com. You hit the start quote button, put your information in there, let them know where you're moving to and from. Let them know you heard about it here on Real Radio 104.1 Monsters in the Morning. There's a discount for you. That's CentoMoving.com.
By the way, we're live on our YouTube channel right now. iHeart Monsters Radio.
That's sax breakdown.
That's
yeah.
Sexy sax breakdown.
When I hear that, I always see it's Lisa Simpson.
Yeah, me too.
All right, we have a pair of tickets to Classic Albums Live, and this one is Fleetwood Mac Rumors. Ooh. At the Hard Rock Live on August the 3rd. Tickets are on sale right now. Visit realradio.fm, keyword tickets, for more information.
One of the greatest rock albums of all time.
Yep. I've got a pair of tickets to this event, and guys, keep your ears listening here to Real Radio 104.1 Monsters in the Morning, because as we get closer to this event, there's going to be some things that we get to do with these guys. They've partnered up with us and the Monsters because they know how much love we give them, and this is a really cool thing. Carlos and I are going to get to go experience something that we're going to share with you guys.
Well, you're cutting me out of this. I thought I was coming too.
Are you going to go? I didn't know.
Angel was out of the room.
Oh my God.
I totally missed it. I'm sorry.
That's wrong, Angel. That's wrong, man. We were all talking about it. Now you want to cut
out. Are we talking about the same thing?
Yeah, no, we are. He just mentioned it when you walked out of the room.
You know what I said when you walked out of the room? I said, listen, I don't know what the hell y'all were talking about. I was still thinking about the hashtag, and I can only do one thing at a time, and the meeting.
So you were oblivious to that whole
everything.
Other conversation.
The meeting had moved on, and I just heard a guy say something about Tampa, and I'm like, what were they talking about? I was still trying to figure out the best hashtag. Everybody had moved on.
All right, so check this out. We got a pair of tickets to the Monster Jam Triple Threat Series at the Amway Center, and that's going down August the 18th. Tickets are on sale right now. Visit realradio.fm, keyword events. You're sitting there. You're going, what the hell is this Triple Threat Series event? What is that about? It's the Monster Jam Triple Threat Arena Tour, and it's entirely different format than what we see when they come to Camping World Stadium. It's indoors, that's first and foremost, so the sounds, the stunts, everything is going to be more compact, and you're going to be a lot closer to the action. This upcoming tour features eight of their most talented Monster Jam drivers competing on three different vehicles during the competition. You got the Monster Jam Speedsters, you got Monster Jam ATVs, and then they wrap it up with the Monster Jam Trucks. It's going to be an awesome competition, a different kind of way to view this, and it's going to be all at the Amway, and that's going down August the 18th.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll wrap it up with this. A pair of tickets to see Orlando City take on NYCFC at Orlando City Stadium July the 26th. That's in a couple weeks at 8 p.m. Tickets are on sale right now. Visit realradio.fm. Keyword tickets for more information. And those are the prizes in today's prize pinata.
Thanks, Angel. 407-916-1041 or toll free. It's 1-888-978-1041. Who should I go with first, you think?
I don't
know. If you're going to pick. I see one name there that's familiar. I don't want a familiar person. I'm going to go with Brian.
There we go, yeah.
Oh, no, Joe. I'm going with Joe. Joe from Ormond Beach. Joe, you're on Real Radio 104.1. How you doing, Joe?
Doing awesome. How you guys doing today?
I am
chilling,
great.
Man.
Got a trivia question for this beautiful Friday the 13th. By the way, I don't believe in that Friday the 13th crap. This is going to be a great day for everybody, just so you know. All right, here, I got your question. If you get it right, take whatever prize you want. If you don't get it, then you can lean on Angel or Carlos or Ryan Holmes to help you out, okay?
You got it. Great.
All right, and by the way, we do have the Prince of Denmark here, so he might have a room. He might really have a good chance of getting this one right. So when you earn a PhD in Finland, which has to be close to Denmark,
very close,
you don't get a diploma, you get a what? When you get a PhD in Finland, you do not get a diploma, you get a what?
A top hat.
A top hat is a damn good answer.
I love that. Yeah. Nice.
And it would make sense. It makes sense. It's not right, though. Who do you want to help you? You've got Angel Carlos or Ryan Holmes, who is the Prince of Denmark.
Wow, the Prince of Denmark. I'll go with Angel.
You know, I don't blame you, sir.
You're not wrong.
When you earn a PhD in Finland, Angel, you don't get a diploma. You are awarded. You get a what?
A staff.
A staff. God, ooh, you're so close, but that is not right.
Oh, come on!
407-916-1041.
A scepter.
You're close. Mike, you're on Real Radio 104.1.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey.
Yo, yo.
Morning.
Morning, buddy. Yeah, yeah. Hey, when you earn a PhD in Finland, you don't get a diploma like you probably got when you got your PhD, Mike. You got that right.
I barely know English.
You get a what, Mike?
You get a hat.
A hat. That's
a cute little hat.
That's two hats from listeners. That's two hats and a staff. No, that's not right.
Who do you want? Bits.
Who do you want to help? You got Carlos, and you got the Prince of Denmark, Ryan Holmes.
Carlito. Yo, Bobby.
I hate you. I hate you so much.
No respect for the Prince of Denmark.
I mean, you are running on a... Nobody has ever selected Ryan Holmes, well, and I kind of like that this is a streak. You like the Susan Lucci of this game.
But you know what? If you get it right, he still, no one will be able to ask him a question.
God, I want to get this right.
If you miss it, he will have an opportunity, possibly. So let me ask you, Carlos Navarro.
Yes, Russ Rollins.
I've never wanted Carlos to nail this ever more than I want him to crush it right now.
When you earn a PhD in Finland, you don't get a diploma. Like all of us did when we got our PhDs.
Yeah, yeah, I got like a couple.
You get a what?
Come on, man. My grandson wants to see the monsters, man.
Oh, man.
He wants it.
Get this, golly.
I'll give you a hint.
Okay, here we go. Okay. Here we go.
It's in the shape of a staff.
It's in the shape of a staff. Well, you got to help out if you're putting all the pressure on me.
A sword? I don't know.
I got it. It's a sword.
You think they give you a sword when you get a PhD in Finland? Are you sure about that?
They knight you, like when they knight you.
Yeah, Papi.
You're correct. Yeah. It's a sword. That's it.
I love it.
You're a winner. Congratulations.
And Ryan, you're still a loser.
I still hate this guy. I want to give him nothing.
In Finland, when you get a PhD, they hand you a sword.
And you got to fight the guy.
That's amazing. I did not know that.
That's pretty cool.
Way cooler than what we did.
Now, I saw Finland, and I'm like, oh, that's got to be close to Denmark. I have no idea where Finland is at all. Is it close to Denmark?
It is. It's in the Baltic region. Yeah, it's all up there.
Now, do you know everything? Because since your dad, your family, believes that you are related, believes you're the related to the King of Denmark, because of your great grandfather lived in the castle and allegedly had sex with.
He's the son of. I forget the name of the king now. They're all Fredericks and Christian, so it's Frederick. And he was born, and he like lived in the castle till he was 18, and they trained him to be a mason, and then they shipped him over here.
So, do you know everything there is to know about Denmark, since you seem to have that royal blood flowing through you?
Absolutely, 100%. So, if you got a trivia question about Denmark, then I'm into it.
Then you're in. So, are you a little disappointed that no one ever picks you for the trivia
question? What's the deal with that, man? Well, let's get to the root of that.
You'd think I'd be the go-to pick. I'm a trivia host. I host 4 nights a week of trivia.
I know.
I'm constantly researching, watching Jeopardy. I've won Jeopardy on my couch several times.
Has anyone ever blown any of your answers, you know?
Phrasing.
Let's say you're doing trivia for a week. Has anyone ever given out the answers and ruined your bit?
Yeah, it's funny that you bring that up, Russ.
On a radio station.
Because the guy's sitting across from me. The most I ever hear about myself when I'm actually on here, people are like, you're on the radio. I didn't listen. It was fine. But yesterday,
your phone
4 different people are like hitting me up. They're like, Carlos talked about you on To The Top. And he gave away your trivia answers.
Oh, yeah. They can bust us on something.
It takes me 3 hours to write these trivia shows.
A whole 3 hours?
3
Damn.
Hours.
Wow,
and
man.
You are just like giving away.
I know. I'm sorry. I had such a... I apologize. Yeah. I wasn't thinking. It's like... I had such a good time that I wanted to share the experience with the listeners.
It is fun. Are you at Hammer Lamb tonight?
No, tonight I am nowhere. I'm nowhere. Oh. Yeah, because I'm doing the Monsters Cruise, so I was supposed to be hosting a Boardwalk Bowl, but I gave it up. So.
He's at home working on new questions for trivia. Yeah. That's what he's doing.
I'm so sorry. Real quick, what are you doing for To the Top today?
I'm doing a little motivational minute about life. You know, I'm not telling you.
All right, don't go anywhere. Remember, we're live on our YouTube channel. You can talk to us during the break if you want to. Just go to iHeart Monsters Radio on YouTube or go to monsters.fm. You'll be able to check it out. You're listening to the Monsters of the Morning.
We know all these guys.
Rex, is it Rex?
Nova Rex.
Nova Rex!
Kenny, I owe you a huge apology, brother. He sent me this music a while back.
Nova Rex!
I just refound it right now in an email that he has sent me. And so this is a local band, Nova Rex. Kenny Wilkerson is part of that group.
He's a great, super guy.
Yeah, super awesome dude.
They came in for one of our live shows.
Yes.
And they did all the 80s rock.
Absolutely. So if you get a chance and you see Nova Rex playing around town, go out, support those cats. They're a lot of fun.
They are really cool guys. Turn up a little bit here. When you write new music that basically is 80s, I mean, it's 80s, you know, hair metal rock, but you write it now, is there a place for it?
Well, a band like Nova Rex, they get to play around town all over the place, dude.
Yeah.
So look them up, find them out. If you know Kenny, let them know we gave him some love this morning. And it's a lot of, I mean, listen to it. That's a good time. It's fun.
It's fun. It's really cool. Welcome back to the Monsters of the Morning on Real Radio 104.1.
That sounds like the soundtrack of your life, Russ. Like, I picture you walking around, and that's honestly
what he's hearing in his head.
Running out to a wrestling match, and I got that playing, and yeah, man. That's see, this day's getting better and better. The best Friday the 13th ever. I'm Russ Rollins, along with Angel and Carlos and Ryan Holmes, all here today. Ryan was asking during the break, he wanted to know all the different rules about going to a new resort.
There's no rules.
I'm like, fine.
Yeah, he kept asking about it.
He kept asking and asking.
Like, hey, I want to take my girl out there. Like, so, is there anything we could, swing maybe?
Since it's National Nude Day, I figured out. I found a place that's got all the different rules for the nude resort.
Good to know.
Now, before I
understand
tell you
this, nudism is a lifestyle.
That's right.
Yeah, you got to be it, man.
Yeah, you can't
just do it on a Saturday.
You got to be about it.
You got to be all about it. So what do you think would be the rules? And let's see, how many do they have here? They got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Like, 9 rules.
That's too many rules at my nudist resort.
Yeah. my nudist resort is like Outback Steakhouse.
Hell yeah, just right.
If you had to guess, what do you think are one of the rules for National Nude Day if you're going to go to a nude resort for the first time?
Man, that's no boners.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me look and see if that's there.
The scientific term.
The French term, right?
Yes. Yes.
You know what? Maybe close to that is that you're not supposed to
public sex.
No. It doesn't say anything about that.
Cool.
That's not on there.
Yeah.
Because there's a difference between nudism and swinging.
Eroticism.
There's a big difference. Yeah.
Like nudists, like they're like back to nature kind of thing. And, you know, this is how we came into the world, and clothing is just atrocious.
Can we swing?
And swingers are straight up about,
Yeah, Bonaire.
I thought they were the same thing, to be honest.
They're not the same thing. No.
That's a big misconception.
And you actually kind of got it right in the wrong way. No, you cannot have
a country
boner
song, Russ.
You got it right in the wrong way.
That's a number one hit right there. That's a hit with a bullet right there. Number one with a bullet.
They say you can be nude, but you can't look sexy and nothing sexual.
Oh, that's not a problem for them from what I understand.
They said you can go to one of those places, but you're not allowed to wear like provocative lingerie. You're not allowed to wear, you know, like sexy dresses. Nothing. It's not about sex. It's just about being nude.
Oh, so that's just like a no clothes rule, though.
Yes.
So I thought you meant like don't look sexy, like don't lay in a provocative pose.
Nothing sexual.
Yeah, nothing. This is, don't look provocative. Don't look sexy. Don't walk around with a bonnet. Like no, nothing sexual and being nude. Wow. What do you think another rule would be?
I'm gonna go. You got to put a towel down before you sit down.
Look
what?
At you. Yes. Matter of fact, that is one of the rules. Is you should have a towel with you at all times.
Got to. You got some dirty seats if you don't. That is gross. I would never sit on a chair at a nudist resort. Ugh.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't think about that, man.
Yeah.
All that butt sweat.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hot ass butt sweat.
Towel with you at all times. What else?
How about, how do you say this? Manicured.
You can't have Jumanji down there.
No rules about that.
You can really?
Yeah.
I mean, because then you really need towels because, you know, dingleberries and whatnot.
Excellent point. I like how professional you said that.
You made it.
It's very classy the way you
said
that.
You drew a picture and I saw the picture. here's something for Ryan. Well, you're not single.
Yes, I have a lovely girlfriend.
Okay, yeah. So it says that if you're single, you might not get in. They don't just let single guys go in, run around being naked.
I don't like that rule. Why can't I just be a dude who's proud of my body and happy with it and just want to walk around nude?
I don't make the rules. I'm just reading them.
But they mean only the no single dudes. They don't mean, like, if a single lady shows up, they're like, come on in, Claire.
Yeah,
that's your point.
I don't know how many hot Claires there are, to be honest.
you can be nude, but you can't look sexy. Let's see here. Public displays of affection are out.
What?
There are no public...
Man, forget that. That's the best part about being nude in front of people.
Is this a nude beach or Nazi Germany?
Yeah. Jesus, what did I fight for?
Holding hands is totally okay.
Oh, how about this one?
And a quick hug to a friend is fine, but you can't make out with anybody when you're nude at a nude place.
How about no staring?
No staring is another one. And also, you cannot break out your camera.
All right, how about this? This is, I guess, like a PSA. I'm not sure what they mean by this. Be aware of chocolate starfish prints.
That was a Limp Bizkit album, yeah. I believe.
was chocolate starfish in the hot dog water.
Very nice.
Very different.
Very nice.
Question, do you think, if you're at a nude resort, okay, do you think, and you're about to eat, do you think you eat nude or do you put a towel on to eat? What do you think the rule is?
Oh, man.
Oh.
I'm going to have to go with, they want to be wild and free and nude, but the state of Florida's like, this is a food establishment.
Yeah.
So you have to be covered. So I'm going towel.
Do you say towel? What do you think, Carlos?
I hope towel.
Towel? What do you think, Angel?
Oh, no. I don't want to go I have to put on a towel. I want to eat naked.
Eat naked all your life. You can eat naked all your life. There you go. Footwear. You think it's welcome or not welcome?
You got to have footwear.
It's got to be like a college dorm rule.
Yeah.
Toe fungus, man.
And I bet you a lot of Sauconys are sold there.
Footwear.
A lot of, you know.
Footwear is it Saucony or is it Saucony?
I've never
known. I always say that one rock.
Yeah.
And the last one, if you want to keep your clothes on while everyone else is nude, is that proper etiquette or not? Can you keep your clothes on if you want to?
100% no. That is not okay. You can't be the only clothed one around nude people.
What do you think, Carlos?
No, that's kind of the whole deal, right?
You can have your clothes on if you want to.
Angel knows way.
Yeah. Angel.
Winky, winky.
The horny giant.
Whatever he knew. All right, listen, we're going to take a break. When we come back, Dan Cummings is here. We'll talk to Dan when we return. We're live on YouTube, so go check it out. It's iHeart Monsters Radio on YouTube. We'll talk to you during the break. You're listening to the Monsters of the Morning.
Make your personal opinions about someone known to every other person who will listen.
888-978-1041.
Real Radio.
104.1.
From the
Real
Radio. Real Radio.
You're listening to the Monsters of the Morning. Listen, you have this weekend. If you want to be the cover of my new graphic novel, I've got two of them coming out. The second one, we're going to do a model for the cover. So all you got to do is dress like a nurse, send the photo in to monsters.fm. It's up there now where you can click on it to send in. And you can be at Spooky Empire with us October 26th through the 28th and be Jolly Jane. Also, you'll get a $250 value, which is a photo shoot with Wayne Sisok Entertainment Photographer. You can use that for your portfolio. and you'll be signing autographs with us at Spooky Empire if you're on the cover of my new graphic novel. So just go to monsters.fm. That's monsters.fm to get it all set up. What's up, guys? I'm Russ Rollins along with Angel and Carlos. Jeff Howell's here today.
Y'all.
We got Ryan Holmes here, and our special guest is Dan Cummings. Dan, how you doing?
Good, man. How are you doing?
What up, man? Good, man. What's going on?
Same stuff, you know, bouncing around the country. Got my wife to work with me now. She's on the podcast editing now too. So
sweet.
So that's been a
Your beard is nice and full.
Beard's still there.
Yeah.
How is it doing it with your wife? Because you know sometimes Phrasing. You're talking and saying things yeah. right off the top of your head.
She's not on air, so she does her thing. You know, like helping out. So it's nice. We're together but doing separate stuff. So.
Gotcha. Yeah.
So when did that come about? So just over the last year?
Yeah, a couple months ago, man. It just kind of started growing.
And how long had y'all been married?
We've been together like 5.5 years, married a year and a half.
Okay, so it was like, I kind of want to be a part of this.
It was just getting too much for me, and so it's like, she was nice enough to help out.
Nice.
Now it's the family business.
So right. People want to hear the podcast, where do they go?
It's Time Suck. It's just, they can get in the app or just find it on any of the, you know, Spotify and those places. It's like dark, tends to be dark subjects, but, you know, history stuff. Sometimes it's just true crime and stuff, too, like today's is a serial killer one.
Ooh.
David Parker Ray, he's the one, he disturbed me unlike anything I've ever researched in my whole life. The Toy Box Killer, I'd never heard of him, and I couldn't believe I'd never heard of him. He is the sickest human being I have ever read anything about.
What year did it?
90s.
In the 90s.
They caught him, I believe it was 99 when they caught him, but he was in New Mexico, and it was just weird to me because it was like a little town, Elephant Butte, New Mexico. It's like a little lake town.
Yeah.
Down by Truth or Consequences, New Mexico, like small little resorty area.
Okay.
And he had spent $100,000 building this saw-like box, this metal trailer with a gynecological chair and a wall of torture devices, and he would kidnap women, tie them in the box, and then him and his other, and he would had a little satanic cult he was doing, and him and his other members would just sexually torture them for several days and usually let them go with enough drugs in their system where they couldn't remember enough of what happened to go to authorities.
Oh my God.
But sometimes he would hand them back off from the place he took them. Like he was that just brazen.
Wow. And they caught him, obviously.
They caught him, but after he'd been doing it for years. And he would play this saw-like jigsaw orientation tape. They would wake up in a daze.
Yeah.
And they would hear him being like, "All right, here's what's going to happen to you." And it would go on for an hour, and the most unbelievable things you can think of.
Isn't it funny how we've never heard of that particular story? You know, it's funny that you bring that up because I'm doing a graphic novel.
It's awesome, man.
And the thing about the graphic novel is this particular, it's called Jolly Jane. Yeah. Jolly Jane was a real serial killer back in the 1800s. And she was a nurse who everyone thought was the sweetest, kindest, and they called her Jolly Jane. Turned out she killed more than 100 people.
No way!
And what she would do is she would inject them with stuff and she would have sex with them while they were dying. And she was a mental case. I mean, and she was put in this hospital for a long time. And when she was put in the hospital, she was put in the hospital with Lizzie Borden.
Oh yeah,
And she bullied Lizzie Borden. She's crazy.
Oh, wow.
So in my comic book, Jolly Jane ends up being like the ghost and the spirit takes over a woman who's really really a good woman.
Sure.
And they're clashed together thing
there,
is about.
Dude.
But when I did that, I studied a bunch of other serial killers from the 1800s because you can bring them back to life. There's no copyright, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So there's another guy who's a serial killer named Albert Fish. Do you know who he is?
Yeah. Oh,
that guy was the original. Ugh. He's the original boogie, the boogeyman.
Really?
And he would take kids in New York and he would eat them.
Oh, my God. And then send letters to the mom.
Exactly. So he's another guy that's in my comic book.
He would send a letter saying, I ate your kid.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
In this one letter, this is how deranged some of these people are. I love the weird rationalization people can make.
Yeah.
This one letter, he sends this letter to the mom of the kid he ate.
Yes.
Like literally ate, but then he puts in this stuff like, "Hey, and I just want you to know that she I respected her honor and that she died a virgin. So just rest easy."
Yeah,
as if the person reading that's gonna be like, "You know what? I was pretty mad.
Yeah.
I was pretty upset about you eating my kid.
And
in the
neighborhood, the kids knew the boogeyman might take you and eat you. And that's where the whole name came from.
Yeah.
And then there's another guy that's gonna be later on. His name was Thug I can't remember his last name, but he was this guy from India.
Life. And
he killed
Magnificent?
No, no, but he killed over 100 people, and he would strangle them. They couldn't catch this guy, and he's worse than all of them. But it's interesting, all these stories I had never heard of, and that's why I'm going to try to bring them back to life through comic book.
Right.
But it is
weird.
This one sounds interesting, but it's in the 90s, so I can't do it because there's copyright.
What is weird how some, I guess just whatever the media latches onto, you know, I mean some of them,
yeah, because I've never heard of this story, man.
Me either.
And that
Me
seems
either.
Like it would be just front page.
And like they took Saw from it, sounds
right,
like it.
Right, it's so dark, you're like, you wonder how they would even do the movie. It would be like an Eli Roth kind of like torture porn thing, but so hard. I mean, it was
how many
unreal.
Women did they say? Any
they
clue?
Don't know that they had, because sadly, like, there was video and photos of over 10, but they think it might have been as high as 50 because he had made these journals where he said, like, what do you do with the bodies, but he never let the names in there.
What got and you so, into this, dude? You're a comedian, you're a hilarious guy, because, like, I mean, it's dark stuff.
It's dark. Well, it's all based on listener suggestions. So sometimes it's like Pancho Villa was the one before, so it bounces all around. Like Pancho,
see,
like,
I don't know anything about Pancho Villa. I know the name. I just don't know what he did.
That's what I love about it, is like you learn these cool stories. Pancho Villa was a Mexican revolutionary.
Okay.
You know, like early 20th century when Mexico was fighting, trying to get more for the working class.
Sure.
They had kind of like a feudal system. Pancho Villa, the one really cool piece of trivia about him is, to help fund his revolution,
I know this.
Isn't this crazy?
Yeah.
He convinced a Hollywood production company to come film scenes of actual battle.
No.
Yep. Like they're and they interspliced those scenes with acting scenes, and they made a movie called like The Life of General Pancho, Life of General Villa. It was insane.
And the thing about it is, he actually delayed battle for a day.
Yeah.
Because the cameras couldn't get down there soon enough.
Right.
That's funny.
Right. Oh, hold on. One more day. They'll be here. They'll be here. They're coming.
Yeah. And there's no guarantee for these like camera operators. They're out there with these old hand crank cameras in the middle of just pew, pew, pew. Just bullets flying
and
everything.
Dang, I never knew that.
Yep, because you
That's
want
cool.
for more money to buy more ammo to keep fighting.
Holy crap.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
By the way, Dan Cummings here with us today. So when you do topics like that, it's usually with someone request, or they say, hey, I want you to find out about it.
Yeah.
So obviously you've always loved history.
Yeah, yeah. It's funny. It's like I resisted it at first because I had a boring association with history when I started.
Sure.
To me, it was like
everybody does.
Right. I would think of like some professor I had or whatever, like put me to sleep with like monotone tales of, you know, but then you dig into these stories and you're like, no, it's the best, most interesting stories.
Right.
It just needs to be told raw. Like, it's funny when people will get weird about, like, let's say profanity or whatever in a story about Genghis Khan. I'm like, dude, he was having his people cut ears off of people and putting them in sacks to
See,
tally the bodies.
That's another one.
You're afraid of me saying a naughty word? It's like, what are you talking about?
I know the name, Genghis Khan. I really don't know. I know that he conquered a bunch of something.
Didn't his people used to drink the blood of the horses? And
you know, I haven't done. He's only showed up in the episodes like peripherally, like where it's like in a Knights Templar one where fought. I did one early on, but I didn't. It was more about one battle where it's like I was just amazed. There was this Battle of Nishapur. This is how hardcore these dudes were back then. Genghis Khan, like when he would conquer, he would send a little emissary, group of guys ahead to your town or city and be like, hey, here's the deal. You're going to give us all your money. You're going to give us most of your best craftspeople. You're going to give us all the stuff, and you're going to pay tribute every year. That's plan A. Plan B is we're going to just butcher all of you.
Yeah.
Plan B is everyone's dead.
Yeah.
And in this one city, like these little tributary or whatever, like this little tribute comes, these guys, emissary, and they get into a little skirmish, and this Mongol gets killed. And the Mongol is Genghis Khan's son-in-law.
Ooh.
And his daughter gets so mad, this city of Nishapur, she's like, I want all of them dead, and I want, like, their heads. And so they go, and like 2 days, they kill the city to the point that they, like, even flood it to drown all the rats. They wanted every living thing dead in this area.
Very thorough. That's good.
They cut off, historians think, possibly up to, like, a million people's heads.
What?
Is this where they placed them on stakes?
No, that was, this one was, they put it, they built them, like, head pyramids on the corners of the city. Of like, it would be like a dude's head pyramid. It would be like a kid's head pyramid.
Oh my God.
That's what I think about when people talk about now. It's like, oh, things have never gotten so bad. Oh, they've gotten bad.
See, there's never been a movie about it, so I never learned this.
Yeah.
If there was a movie that,
he's going, Khan, didn't William Shatner fight him?
Exactly.
The Wrath of...
when they were squaring off.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, exactly. Mm.
So I bet that's pretty interesting.
It makes you feel good about today because, I mean, we have problems.
Yeah.
But, man, we don't have, like, Vlad the Impaler problems. Right. We don't have.
Oh, that's another one. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
Now, how long have you been doing the history part of your podcast?
It started early. I kind of, like, fought it in the first 10 episodes, but it's only been out, like, a year and a half total. But I just kind of embraced it recently. So now it's, like, whatever. It can be new stuff. Like, I did one on artificial intelligence. It can be really like,
that is crazy.
That's
general
amazing.
AI as opposed to different AI. Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Well, it's crazy, all the different functions, and I'm fascinated I'm totally honest, like, perv way with the whole sex robots.
Yeah, yeah, right.
We all are too.
Like,
it's okay.
Yeah,
we
like Westworld's my favorite. I'm like, yeah, I go there. But like, the real doll stuff combined with our artificial intelligence, well, like, and we're going to have sex robots.
Oh, yeah.
And the new robots by, what's the company that makes the ones that look like
Boston
dogs?
Boston Dynamics.
Boston Dynamics.
Yeah.
Those
can
are
do a backflip and start boning you.
Reminds me of, like, Black Mirror. I'm like, dude, we're coming. We're heading
absolutely.
There.
Absolutely. I mean, the first season of Black Mirror, all that stuff has kind of already popped up. You know,
it is crazy. Like, I think we're gonna have some, especially like my kids. I think about what they're gonna be able to see in their lifetime.
Yeah,
I mean, it's gonna be.
I told my son the same thing. Yeah. I said, you're gonna see the most awesome stuff, and you're gonna see the most insane stuff.
Yeah,
yeah.
I want to go back to head pyramids.
Yeah, it was crazy. Like, Elon Musk, you know, I follow him. We did one on him once, but it's like.
See, I was convinced he very well could be a supervillain because he's got everything to be a supervillain.
Tony Stark.
But so far, he seems like he's okay. Yeah, yeah.
I know. Yeah, yeah. When people, like, bag on him, it's like recently over, like, trying to help the kids. And it's like, come on, he's doing more than almost anybody.
Yeah, like, in a weekend, he just, like, you know, one of his afterthoughts, hey, I just designed this submarine.
Little mini submarine.
Yeah, that can help save these kids that people are wanting to trash. And I was like, whatever, dude.
There's not enough cash. Space in there.
Or you know what? Right. It's like, let's all have a flamethrower. Like, did you ever get yours, Angel?
The guys, they should be coming soon. They got a notification that they're starting to ship out soon. So
that's amazing.
I was part of a group of guys that we threw in some money to get one of these, and then I got bought out. But as soon as we get it, we're gonna have access.
You
to
got
it.
Bought out.
I did
the flamethrower.
Well, because I was doing one of the financial audits, and I was like,
I know you made some extra scratch, didn't you?
Yeah.
It's corporate takeover.
Oh yeah, yeah. Elon Musk is kind of an amazing dude.
And I like that he's honest, too, where it's like, I was reading one of his things about going to Mars, and he just straight up said, he said it in a nice way, but he basically said that the first groups of people who are going to go to Mars are going to die.
Yeah.
He's like, he wants to be on one of the trips, but he doesn't want to be on one of the first ones. He's like, chances of survival are low.
I'll go on the fifth trip. You got it all worked out. Yeah.
Did you ever read his article in Variety, I think it was, what his feelings were about AI? Like, he's completely terrified.
He's against AI. Yeah, he's into the tech stuff. Well, he's into this weird.
He has a huge AI company. He's one of the biggest.
Part of that, and then he just went to the board of that.
Yeah.
And it goes into this article. The only reason he bought into that so he could keep tabs on what they were doing.
Yeah, he like Skynet thing. There's that whole thing of, like, the computers are going to turn on us, which I think they will inevitably. I think we'll have, like, a honeymoon period. Where it's going to be sweet sex robots. It's right now.
We all love them all.
That honeymoon is right now.
Right. It'll get better. It'll get like Westworld sex robots.
Yeah.
And then, you know, kind of like Westworld, eventually they will turn. So I just, you know, I want to be able to live into the sweet spot.
It's going to ramp up fast. Right. Because that's how technology works. It's just going to boom, and they're there.
But I'm like you. I'm obsessed with it. I watch all the stuff. I did the Go tournament, that the AI beat the Go tournament winner with the.
That's right.
But they also did a contest, I believe, in Japan that said, create a plumber, somebody that can do every single thing. And they had a huge prize contest.
A plumber, huh?
Like, literally, that would get up in the morning.
Is this Super Mario?
No, I swear to God. Some obsession with Super Mario. That would drive to work, that would get out, that would go into an apartment building, that would go up the stairs, that would assess the situation, that would fix that specific problem.
That wouldn't wear the right size of pants.
Exactly. They couldn't do it.
They couldn't figure that out.
The mechanical system to create, to do all those things. So AI, the computer, computer software is there, but the mechanics is still what is holding us back.
Right. To do all those movements, yeah. But then you see the Boston Dynamics stuff, and you're like, okay, they're working on it.
Yes.
I mean, when they have that thing running through the woods and doing flips.
Disney just had a new one. You guys see the Disney one?
No.
Disney is
a flying robot.
Yes, they are.
No
so
way.
Listen, so their new Marvel show, they have a new Marvel land that's opening up in California or Japan, one of those places. And one part of their shows, I hope it's for their shows, is these robots that fly through the air like trapeze artists doing 57 flips and landing on the other side.
You gotta see the video footage. We'll post it up on Monsters.fm.
Yes, sir.
That exists now?
No.
Yeah.
I love Dan's assessment of, okay, AI, we have sex robots, and then they turn on you. That's marriage. That's right there,
yeah, exactly. We want to be in the sweet spot of the marriage. Yeah.
Dan Cummins is going to be at the Improv all weekend long. Can you stay for one more second?
Yes, please.
Because I want to ask you about a bunch of stuff that's going on today. And yeah, if they want to come see you at the Improv, tickets available.
Yeah,
and if they want to check out your podcast.
Yeah, they want to check out just timesuckpodcast.com, and it's all over the place.
All right, very good. All right, don't go anywhere. We're live on our YouTube channel. If you go to iHeart Monsters Radio on YouTube, you'll be able to check us out during the break and chat with us. And also, you can text us at 77031. You're listening to the Monsters of the Morning.
Quit Facebook and started talking to each other again. What's that? Nobody's quit Facebook? Facebook.com/RealRadioOrlando. From Radio 104.1.
And tomorrow, you can join me and Carlos and the guys from Real Laughs, which is Devin Siebold, Miguel Colon, James John, Ryan Holmes is coming with us. We got Vince Taylor going to come with us. Bo the Big Man Rhodes is coming with us.
What's
We're going
up?
On the Victory Casino Cruise tomorrow. We have over 800 guys that are going, men and women that are coming. You can still get on board if you want to. Tickets are like $10.41. We're going to party and gamble out to sea. All you got to do is go to realradio.fm/victory to be a part of it. And we're going to have $1,000 to give away.
Yeah,
so when
we
you
are.
Come up and say hi and take a photo with us, everyone's got a chance to draw a card. And if you draw a YouTube card that has one of our signatures on it, you're going to get $200.
Boom.
Boom. How you like that?
Really?
Yeah. So that's cool. Right? That's tomorrow. Victory Casino Cruise. We'll love to see you there. What's up, guys? I'm Russ Rollins, along with Angel and Carlos, Jeff Howe, Ryan Holmes, and our special guest today is Dan Cummins, who's always interesting. And you always got a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, man.
And so are you doing less traveling and stand-up now and more podcasts? Because it's
Yeah, you well, actually, it's been like now that like people are coming to the shows a little bit more because of the podcast.
Right.
You know, it's like you took a bunch of bookings, but next year I am going to scale back on just the amount of travel, just because it's getting a little feeling a little spread thin. Just because it's like to prepare the content,
sure,
to record,
yeah,
and then we have like a bonus podcast every week for the subscribers,
mm-hmm,
and then but then that takes, you know, more kind of prep time. I'm just getting a little low on sleep.
Is it a prerequisite now to be a top comedian to have a podcast? Because I feel like most
do.
You know, starting from Rogan, who is like the granddaddy
the
of them all.
Father, yes,
and then you see most all the guests that he has that are a lot of comedians, like, check out my podcast.
Yeah.
You know, where does it correlate to on stage? Ryan, another comedian here, also has his podcast.
Yeah.
Has it helped you on stage? Would you recommend it to other comedians?
I mean, yeah. I mean, if you're looking, it all depends on what you want to do. If you can, you know, some people maybe Instagram will work better, or you know, YouTube channel or Facebook Live. You know, it's just, you know, what do you like to do? What are you going to be the most passionate about? And then that gives it the best chance of success.
That's a good point, what you just said. A lot of people don't understand that each one of those platforms have their own individual audience. And as a performer, you can create to those.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
know, and podcast seems to be the best for a lot of true comedians.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Like I'm on a few of those other ones, like, you know, the social media, but it's not what I'm into as much.
Right.
It's like I'm into stories and narratives. It's still, podcast is a natural fit for stand-up, where it's like, I like to tell stories, and this is just a different kind of story I could tell.
Question, do you get a different feeling when you're doing live radio than when you're doing podcasts? Because I've done a podcast before, and then I get a different charge out of doing live radio, because you never know what could happen. Right now, Carlos and I can get into a fist fight.
Let go!
You
let go! Do it! Hit him!
And there's only 5 seconds you can cut out, and it's live, and I get a different charge out of that than I did podcasting. Do you feel a difference?
Yeah, you get more adrenaline, like, on a live show, for sure.
Yeah.
Know, where it's like, I mean, it is more relaxed that way, where it's like, I have to kind of psych myself up. I have to, like, take a second to get pumped up for the podcast, because it can be really easy to just be like, well, you know, I can redo it or whatever.
Right.
You know, I try not to do that, but yes, it's, you know, that if you mess up, you could cut it out.
Yeah.
But I try not to do that on mine, to give it more of like a live feel, where it's like, to keep some of the mistakes. I think that's kind of like what the appeal of a podcast too, is they want it to be raw and not
totally
too polished.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
They don't want you to clean it too. I mean, For some, for comics especially. Yeah.
Are you on Patreon? Are you on all those kind of?
Patreon's been real good to me. Yeah, Patreon's been able to make me, you know, or help me to be able to hire people, sure. and have the studio and sure. all that kind of stuff. Yeah, it's been a huge help.
How about doing the podcast? Do you find yourself wanting to, like, throw in something that you just write on top of your head right. and go, it's part of one of my shows, live show.
Yeah.
You don't want to throw it out there because right. you don't want to ruin the joke for when you go do it live.
Yep. You know, it's funny. I feel like I have, like, two brains or whatever. Like, right. But you get used to your stand-up rhythm. I've done that for so long.
Yeah.
It's like you have your stand-up voice that kind of lives in your head.
Yeah.
And then the podcast has become a little bit of it's similar, but a separate voice.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, but yeah, because, you know, you do think, like, okay, well, that's the stuff I'm doing on stage.
Yeah, right.
This stuff. I get more worried now for when podcast people come out to the live show, just hoping that they understand that it's a little different.
It's different. Yeah, you know, I can see that.
It's not the same pacing.
Because there are a lot of podcasts that do live shows, and then they're used to going out there and watching two people kind of, you know, talk.
Yeah, it can be a weird audience where it's like, I'm thankful for them, but sometimes you'll notice that the crowd, they're very attentive, which you're so thankful for. They're not chatty, but then also they're not real expressive.
Right.
It's like they're just...
Like they're listening in their car. Yeah.
They're used to listening to you every week in their cubicle, and now they're out live, and they don't understand. It's like, no, I'm right here.
I want you to laugh.
Yeah, come on.
Hey, so today is Friday the 13th. Are you a superstitious kind of a guy? Do you believe in any of that stuff?
You know what? I didn't used to, but again, just kind of some of the subjects we've covered and what people have written in, it's gotten harder to be a non-believer.
Really? Why? You know, why is that?
Just like I did this one episode on Annalise Michelle, which I don't believe in that. I tell myself I don't believe in that stuff. It was an exorcism.
Okay.
And then there was this one portion where there was recordings of her, you know, supposedly being possessed by demons or whatever. Yes! You did that way too well. That's creepy.
Yeah, I can get real creepy.
Well, and then people listening to that part, so many people wrote in saying that weird stuff happened, the power went out, this happened, that happened, you know. Like,
that wasn't the Exorcist case, though, right? The true Exorcist case was about a boy, right?
This is in Germany. But I don't know. I personally haven't seen anything where I definitely was like, that was extraterrestrial, that was paranormal, but... A lot of people that seem to be rational people have, so I'm on the fence.
Yeah.
Do you believe?
I do not believe in Friday the 13th and all that kind of stuff, but I did see something when I was a younger man, and I saw it with my mom was there and my sister, because right now I would tell myself that I must have been dreaming or something.
Right, but there's other people.
But my mom was there and my sister, and it was as clear as day. You remember what the Jupiter 2 looked like, Lost in Space? You know, the Jupiter 2, the UFO?
Spacecraft?
With the lights going around the bottom of the whole thing?
You guys saw something like that?
We saw that, without a doubt we saw it, and then when we went back to look, in the paper that weekend or that day in 1977, there were hundreds of sightings here in Orlando. So we saw something. I don't know if it was from outer space, but I know it was a flying saucer with lights going around the bottom. And I would, to this day, if my mom wasn't there and my sister wasn't there, I would tell myself, oh, I didn't see anything.
Right.
But I know we did.
Do you believe in ghosts and that kind of stuff then?
I think I do.
Man.
I think I do.
You don't?
I do. I'm a believer. Okay. I want to believe. I've gone to Tyler Henry and watched him perform on stage and pick people out of the crowd and tell them personal information and change their lives, because the other side is a much better place than here, from what Tyler says, and he's totally
like that would suck if, like, one of those people who's really good at it is like, oh man, you don't want to die.
You don't want to die.
You've seen it's all bad.
And then with aliens, you know, in that kind of supernatural world, how can there not be aliens? I was watching this interview with this astrophysicist talking about the infinite number of galaxies. There are literally, you know, that the sun in comparison to galaxies, okay? The sun is the dot of an eye on a book, okay? One sentence, the dot of an eye.
Right.
And the universe is Earth. That's in comparison how big it is.
Wow.
And so how can there not be other people? Have you seen an alien, Dan? This is what I'm getting to.
You know, I haven't.
Dan, you're sitting right next to one.
I haven't seen one, but it's the same thing. I've talked to so many people. You know, like Russ's story, like so many stories where I'm like, okay. I mean, they were with the group, they're whatever. It's like,
you know, okay. So at that time here, there was Martin Marietta, and who knows what they were working on,
right?
Because there were people that saw what are the planes that are stealth bombers?
Oh, the B-52? Yeah. No, it wasn't the
SR 71s.
No, I think it was the
F-22s.
The ones that were
B-1,
the
B-1,
the
B-1,
yeah,
7-9er.
The they're very silent, right?
B-12.
Right. Yes. And yeah. when people saw those, they thought they were from outer space right, when they were testing right. them. So maybe this was something they were testing. I don't know.
That
I
mean, was aliens, man. That was come on. We went from nuts and bolts to lasers and right. chips. And the people were like, we don't kind of know how, but it was after that time.
Black Knight satellite, bro. We got it.
Yes, Angel. Yeah.
So, Dan, would you say in the process of doing the podcast, so you're up to about, what, 60, 70 shows?
Yeah, like with Bones over 100 now.
Okay,
yeah.
so would you consider yourself a skeptic before that?
Or hardcore skeptic before
and
that.
And then because of the just being around this and like the deep dives that you do on some of the topics and you're getting more information, are you easier, not swayed, but you're questioning stuff now?
I'm more open now. I'm more open to that kind of stuff because, you know, some of the stuff you look in, like I did one of the Men in Black. It was funny to do it, but all the stories that I found about people who claimed to be visited by the Men in Black were just preposterous nonsense.
Right.
You know,
that was a real thing that they based that off
yeah,
of?
But it was always like the most questionable sources. It's like never like this guy was a doctor and he, you know, graduated from Christine University. No. And then one day it was always like, this guy lived with his parents until he was 43.
Right.
And
you know, I saw him.
And he was in and out of like mental institutions. And then one day, you know, it's like,
because you have to sit down and talk to these people. And then you talk to them and you're like, oh, okay.
Well, and I'm just reading the interviews. But it's like, but then there are other things where, there's other things that are paranormal or whatever, or, you know, supernatural, and the sources seem pretty legit, and it doesn't seem like they have any reason to lie. So I'm like, I don't know, maybe.
Yes, yeah. Sir.
Well, I was asking Carlos, because you said like the alien thing, like the lasers, like there's nothing, and then all of a sudden we have lasers and microchips.
Yeah.
That's all we got? I mean, you're aliens, for Christ's sake.
No, we got DVDs,
anti-gravity.
We got DVDs.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'll take it back.
We got an iPhone, Blu-ray. I just picked up a Blu-ray. They're quite nice.
And I want to believe, I mean, because how crazy would that, I always think about this, how crazy would it be if, like, you know, all the things we worry about on a day-to-day basis, giant spaceship shows up and just sits there, like an Independence Day situation.
Okay.
Every other problem goes out the window.
Yeah, immediately.
Nothing else matters. Yes. No one cares about, you know, Trump's relationship with China. No one cares about, you know, the scandal. Nothing.
You still have to pay taxes.
I've thought about this today before. We always ask, like, why haven't aliens visited us, man? And then I thought about this with lizards here in Florida, right? Whenever a lizard sees us, they freak out.
Right.
They run the other way. Little do they know, we don't care. Our lives are so much better.
Yeah, we don't care about the lizards.
And every now and then we'll pick one up and be like, ha-ha, I'll put you to sleep. And I rub their belly.
Yeah.
And then I send him back down. He runs up. He's like, gosh, you won't believe it. There are giants out there. And they will pick you up. They'll rip your leg. You know, so they're so much more advanced than us until we get to
a point. So we're just a little joke to them.
We're just a little. Yeah. Look at them. They're still fighting over statues. They're fighting over statues.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So that's my theory. No astrophysicist has proven it yet.
Yeah, because they put me in a jar one time. Put some holes in the
top. A little raccoon jar.
So we're all just lizards. And threw me in an ant bed.
When you said lizard, I thought you were going lizard Illuminati.
Oh, yes, that too. Illuminati's everywhere. Do you believe in the Illuminati?
No, I don't believe in the Illuminati.
Neither do I. Neither do I.
The lizard Illuminati is my favorite conspiracy theory.
What?
It's the craziest.
What is it?
Please do tell.
There's a guy, just for your own amusement, this guy, David Icke, if you look up his videos, and he's like successful. That's what's entertaining to me about him. Mm. He says the craziest things, and he sells out theaters of people not making fun of him. Like, they're believing.
What's his name?
David Icke. Yeah, it's amazing. And but he believes that there is this reptilian extraterrestrial race that came here many years ago.
Okay.
They've mated with some of, like, the leaders a long time ago, created these bloodlines that became the Rothschilds, that became all these big political parties. And he totally believes.
And they live amongst us, right?
They live amongst
us. Yeah.
And it gets even, the deeper you get into his mythology, it gets great. Like, under the Denver airport, there's, you know, like, so a huge these, city
Dan,
full
is
of lizards.
This the guy that does the video footages, and he says, like, you've caught them and you can see them.
Oh, yeah.
Do the blinking
eye. The blinking.
The lizard eye.
The vertical blink.
I'm kind of into this. Keep going. I'm kind of into this because I do believe aliens are among us.
But he does have all these. He's the one guy that has like the great, like his sources are always unnamed. It's like a person who used to work for the CIA.
The defense contractor.
Like, no, they didn't. Yeah. But it's like, you know, said that they saw octopus people in cages beneath the Denver airport. And it just gets crazier and crazier. But he'll give speeches. Or lectures or whatever, presentations
and
for
people,
hours.
And people will believe him.
Sell out theaters.
Yeah.
Of people that are like, yeah.
I kind of want to believe that there's this super, like, reptilian species, and they're probably, like, all parts of sports and dunking
and
on people.
And they show, I saw something about this, and they show, like, their face structure, and it's like, people that have big eyes, and those are the ones that are all related to
I think I'm part of the sad panda species.
They were at war with the lizard people,
Exactly. I'll eat a damn lizard person. The sad panda.
You're the panda people. people. It's a whole other group of people.
I think I'm part of the gorilla clan. do you have another segment, or can you stay? We gotta go. Gotta stay. What do you gotta do?
What's
giving a thumbs up?
Thumbs up means you can stick around. If Dan Cummings with, it's very interesting, and if you want to check him out, he's going to be at the Improv all weekend long, correct?
Yes, sir.
All weekend long. All right, don't go anywhere. By the way, we're live on our YouTube channel. It's iHeart Monsters Radio on YouTube, or you can go to monsters.fm, and we'll be on during the break, so you can check out what's going on during the break. If you want to, you're listening to the Monsters of the Morning. If you're dying for some blue cheese sauce,
you gotta
go to the Red Dog Pub.
Hell yeah.
And see Jeff Howe, the Red Dog Pub, which is out on 192 in Kissimmee.
Yeah, 535 and 192 in Kissimmee. Great food, live music, awesome people. It's really a great time.
And blue cheese.
And Mama's blue cheese sauce. It's killing.
That's what I hear.
Had to make double batch this
week. Whoa,
do you make it in your kitchen
at
home?
No, I can't do it. I have to do it at the bar.
Hello. Thank God for all of us. Yes.
Yeah, I was about to say, it's not like a... Yeah,
I own a bar restaurant.
Cool, yeah.
No, not cool. It's killing me.
He had the great...
He had the life.
He's only 32.
It's been rough.
Dan, one of the highest paid musicians in town.
If you
hired Jeff Howe, you knew you had to pay, but he get a good crowd, and he decided, I don't like driving all over town, so I'm going to buy a bar.
I'm going to buy a bar.
Great idea.
It's been the bane of your existence ever since.
Oh, he's actually really working now because owning a business is tough. Yeah.
Apparently, I've not worked a day in my life for 58 years. It is killing me.
Just hours, stress, money.
Do you have enough liquor? Do you have enough beer? Do you have too much beer? Do you have too much food?
We never have too much. Yeah. It's enough. Here's the deal. Here's where we should be. Here's where we are.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's just, you got to rob Peter to pay Paul.
Yeah.
We're going to take care of everybody. Are you listening? We're going to take care of everybody. But we're getting there. It's, little by little, it's getting there.
Do you find, like, the millennials are a little different breed work-wise than other people? I just got exposed to this because I'm still having a hard time wrapping my head around it. I had to hire one dude to start off the podcast. Audio engineer, seemed like a good kid, 21.
Yes.
Good skill sets. The way he treated a job where I was paying him, you know, a good chunk of money for the area for sure. And I've never treated a job like that in my life. Like, he called in sick more times in 4 months than I have in the entire time I've been working.
Yeah.
And just on and on. Yeah. He cried at work several times.
Oh, God.
And I'm like, dude. I swear, I've never wanted to punch someone in the face more. But when he was already crying, I wanted to be like, dude, you, man up.
Yes.
Oh, man.
They have millennials that are going around the country making big money. Two guys that are making huge amounts of money teaching corporations how to treat millennials.
I've seen that, yeah.
Employees, yeah. And because they said you can't treat them like they used to. They'll quit. They'll go home.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like,
go live with mom and dad.
Like, when I got yelled at, when I had, I always assumed I deserved to be yelled at.
Yeah. You know what? I agree in certain senses, but I'll stand up for the millennials. Okay. There's a bunch of them. There's one right here, hard work in Austin.
There's always exceptions, but yes,
there is. It just seems to be that whenever a generation grows up, they look at the next generation and they start bashing that generation because they think we had it a little tougher, and we may have had it in certain senses. But then they look at us and like, you didn't have social media, you didn't have to deal with this, you didn't have to deal with school shootings,
online bullying.
You know, so it's
look at the Carlos, the millennial apologist.
They're a bunch of pansy
douches. Stand up, be a man, own your ass, and be tough about it.
Hey, let's beat up Austin right now.
I'm trying to hire some millennials, okay?
I feel like it's like my dad probably thought I was a little bit soft in some ways, and then like that. But I feel like it's reached such a soft level now where it has gone too far.
It's too soft.
But none of us look and say our parents were soft. We all go, my dad was Marine Corps in the 50s. They were badass.
Right.
Yeah. And you like Culture Club.
That's true.
It's a good point. Very good point. Thanks for bringing that up, Ryan. You haven't said a word in 10 minutes, but thanks a lot for bringing that up.
I'm saving it. It's good having you.
Laser. Laser.
Hey, before we go, Carlos has his knife out, and you were talking about a knife thing that you did. Can you tell that story again?
Yeah, well, you know, we were talking about like the whole 9/11 thing. We were like, well, how did they get the knife?
Yeah,
or whatever. Right. It's like, well, and I was saying because of human error, and then I just remembered that I worked, I used to work on a bunch of reality shows for a couple of years, and one of them was like Duck Dynasty, and we worked on that for a while, and some shows, in this L.A. office, just, you know, a bunch of dudes, became a little bit of a sausage fest, you know, a little bit of a bro fest.
Bro!
Yep, and it got pretty bro-y, and it got into knife territory, and then it became like, who could bring the biggest knife to work?
Oh, that's a good, that's fun.
Yeah, there was a lot of like, you know, slamming knives into desks, you know, like this old beat up desk.
Oh, we get it.
Fun.
Trust me, man, we had a knife fight Friday here a couple weeks ago, and we were just throwing knives, yeah. It's cool.
So, I end up, you know, I have my little laptop bag, and I end up getting, like, you know, a couple knives in, then a couple more knives, and then pretty soon I have just, like, a bag full of knives. And then the joke kind of goes away, and I just kind of forget. I just, you know, don't clean out the laptop bag. And I don't remember that I have a bag full of knives until it's on the security thing for TSA.
Oh, hell.
It's on the conveyor, and then I have, like, this, you know, like, whole cold sweat of, like, oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Because how do you talk your way out of that? You're just like, we joke about knives.
How many knives were in the bag?
Five or six.
Oh, yeah. Like, real deal.
Like real knives. Like murder knives.
The big ones that you get. So what did you do?
You know what? I didn't do it because they didn't catch it.
Oh, my God.
That's what's scary.
Yeah. Okay,
it went through security, and they caught nothing, and I just grabbed my bag of knives and just went about my way.
That's comforting.
Where were you? Were you, like, New Jersey? Or
LAX.
LAX.
They looked up. They saw you were a bro, and they're like, "This is probably a bro knife fight,
right? Nightclub bro. Enjoy your flight."
I bet a dozen to one that you didn't have that beard at that time.
You know what? No, I didn't actually.
Yeah. Stepped inside. I haven't even put my bag on yet.
Dan Cummins is going to be at the Improv this weekend.
And he's going on the Tom and Dan cruise as well.
That's right. Oh,
yeah.
You're going to be on the Tom and Dan.
I've never been on
a cruise?
I've never been on one of those.
You're going to have a blast.
I get motion sickness.
Oh, you're going to. It's going to be the worst time of your life.
Take Dramamine. Because if you don't take Dramamine, you're going to be sick as hell.
You're going to be. You need to die if you don't take Dramamine.
You need to really feel. Yeah. That ruin a trip, but have fun regardless.
Cool. All right, cool. And then if they want to hear the podcast once again, go to
timesuck.com. Thank you guys. Hey,
thank you for coming in. Always a pleasure to see you.
Nice guys seeing you.
Congrats on the graphic novel again. Yeah. That is awesome. That's like bucket list.
Thank you, man. If you ever do like a show another about a serial killer, look up the real Jolly Jane.
Yeah,
it's a crazy story.
That really comic is. Looks awesome, man. She's hot too.
Thank you. I appreciate that, man. All right, when we come back, it's time for Angel to bring you the ones and twos, the number one and number two song in all the land, so you know what's cool. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Monsters. Morning. Welcome back to the Monsters of the Morning on Real Radio 104.1. We are broadcasting live on iHeartRadio and live on our YouTube channel. It's iHeart Monsters Radio on YouTube. And we appreciate you guys watching. Appreciate you obviously listening to us every morning on Real Radio 104.1. The ratings came out. Everything is awesome and wonderful and number one in all the categories we need to be. We appreciate that, guys. Thank you so very, very much. Jeff Howell is here. He wants to remind you to go to the Red Dog Pub.
Yes.
Please, please
come to the Red Dog Pub. Spend your money.
And Ryan Holmes wants to remind you that, you're not going to be anywhere tonight, but next week, are you going to be back doing trivia nights?
Yeah, next week it's back to trivia, doing it on Tuesday, Hammer Lamb, Wednesday at Friendly Confines, and Thursday at Bonfires in Oviedo.
He does a great job, too. It's a lot of fun. Yeah, Ryan Holmes does a great job. So, Ryan Holmes will be us tomorrow. When we go and do the cruise.
I'm so excited for that.
That should be a lot of fun. Are you how much money are you bringing to gamble?
Okay, I'm bringing a lot of money, but I'm also now bringing my girlfriend, and she's going to hold the money and let me slowly have it.
That's not a good idea. You'll be fighting by the end. You have a couple drinks. And
$500 you bring?
Yeah, probably around that.
Yeah.
Damn.
I'm not going to spend all. I just like to know
that's
that
what
it's
everybody
there.
Says.
The problem is if I bust out early, that 2 hours is a long time.
That is.
Just watching everybody else have fun.
Yeah, but you can go just do some little slots and go drinking.
Oh, yeah.
And do a little karaoke.
Oh yeah, no, I'm very excited. I got a hotel room. I'm gonna stay out there. It's gonna be a lot of fun.
Good. It's gonna be a lot of fun. Now, Angel's gonna bring us the ones and twos, the number one and number two song in all the land, so you know what's cool. And remind you that tonight, from 10 until midnight, when you're going out and partying, going to find a place, turn it on Real Radio 104.1, and it's Angel's show. What the hell's Angel listening to? Awkward pause.
Well.
I had a bunch of things going on at the same time. I apologize.
You're good.
Ones and Twos brought to you by Slow and Low Barbecue. Slow and Low Barbecue, located out there, Cocoa Beach and Vieira. Do me a favor, guys. Go hit up their Instagram page. They got it going now. It's slow_low_barbecue. Most recent pictures got Joel and Nicole out there in front of the Vieira location. It's a great, you hear me talking about all the foods that they have and everything they have to offer. Go check out yourself, see the pictures, and then you can get out there and visit those guys. It's Slow and Low Barbecue, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
All right.
Ones and Twos, I'd like to use iTunes. We talked about this earlier in the week. The reason I like using the streaming service, music fluctuates there more than it does on the Billboard charts. Billboard charts, they do one like for sales. They do one for radio airplay and everything. Well, this is actual purchases.
And the Billboard charts, you don't know if that's a particular program director's pushing certain songs because they think, well, you know, this artist is more popular, so more people will listen, so let's push this song. And when you with what you do, it's what people are actually buying.
I will say this, though, as this streaming and listening to music on streaming has evolved, you can tell when streaming services are pushing an artist, though. There's a recent release by some rapper out of Toronto,
sure.
And his music was just made available all over the place on all different, on their platform,
sure.
And it was up front, and hey, this album's out.
Yeah.
So they're doing that kind of thing as well now. But coming at number two, and it's a band that... about a year ago, every song that we heard on any radio, whether it was a pop station or rock station or whatever, played one of their songs.
Right.
They kind of disappeared for a little bit, and then they come back and they drop two songs, and one of the songs is already number two in the country.
All right.
Whenever it wants to play.
This is 21 Pilots? Look at that.
It sounds like them.
Hell no. No, I'm dead serious. I think this sounds
like that part right there sounds like them.
No. I think it sounds different. I mean, obviously the vocals, but...
This guy has a very punchable voice.
Yeah. I don't know. What do you think? I think it sounds different. I like it.
It's 21 Pilots, and this is Jumpsuit.
Jumpsuit.
This is one of those bands that always catches me by surprise. Like, I'm like, oh, I like this song. And then I'm like, it's 21 Pilots?
The first album was awesome. Yeah. You know who's the biggest fan that has a tattoo on his ass of 21 Pilots?
Who?
Jack Bradshaw.
That's true.
Oh, wow. Yeah, he's a piloteer. He's the head of the Southeast fan club.
Yeah. Yes.
And every time he talked to him, he was like, you checked it out? Blah, blah, blah. It's crazy, man.
And the piloteers and the culture clubbers are going to fight.
So. Yes, they are.
All right.
I'm going to down my money.
Slap fight.
That's like number two in the country, and or on iTunes. It's a Jumpsuit by 21 Pilots, and it's a double single that they dropped out as Jumpsuit, and then the other single they dropped as Nico and the Niners, and their album comes out later on this summer.
It's been a minute since they put anything out.
They did it the right way. They disappeared.
They did.
They didn't do any remixes. They didn't do any of that kind of stuff, and they just went away and did their music. Now they're back. And then coming in at number one, and this guy's just been everywhere. That you've been learning, and
when I take you shopping, you spend it like you earned it. This is so crazy how this got popular. He deserved it. I thought you would have won from the jump that
confirmed it. Check my Benny. So this is Drake, and this is off the Scorpion album, and this track is In My Feelings.
Drake just beat one of the Elvis,
I think he went and did one of the Beatles.
The Beatles?
No, he's got like 7 songs in the top 10.
Yeah. Guys, I'm doing the dance right now.
Did you see Will Smith?
But here's the thing. Okay. No one knows what you're doing.
I know, exactly. Well, they don't. I thought
you had answered your pants.
But that's what lets you know that, like, generationally.
It's a totally generational
this
thing.
This is, like, not Drake. Really. Like, the girls and soft dudes are really into Drake.
I could not hit this anymore.
And they're doing, all know the dance already, and they're all doing.
It's not possible for me to hate this any more than I can.
I like it, but let me tell you what happened.
Social media, man.
So there's a guy named Shiggy. Okay. okay?
He's Shiggy.
Yeah. He's on Instagram. He does a bunch of dances, and he does these challenges. And then people do the challenge, and some have been popular. Well, for whatever reason, this one really took off. And this particular verse, if you love me, and then you start doing this little dance. I can't do the dance. But anyway, it's taken over.
It's not stopping you from trying.
Oh, no, keep trying.
No.
I didn't really even do it. I hope the YouTube guy got that.
Oh, yeah, that's how I was doing it. But
no,
I was going to do a video of it, but just like what you said, it's so generational that there would be just a huge portion that just were like, what are you doing this stupid song? Anyway, Will Smith did it yesterday, and he basically won. This is how fast these things last. Savannah called me on Monday, and she's like, we got to do the Kiki dance. And I'm like, by Friday, it will be done. I swear to God. And she goes, no, it won't. Will Smith goes and does it like in the middle of like,
here's the thing. Will Smith does it on Wednesday and it's over.
It's over.
Like, it was over as soon as Will Smith did it because he destroyed it so much.
And Drake did it. Drake said, that's the best one. It's over. And it's Drake's song. So it's a double album. It's a really good album. I've been enjoying it. You're not a fan of Drake?
His music's not for me. I'm not a soft guy. So it's soft guys and chicks.
It
you want to hear some hardcore hip-hop, go check out Meek Mill's new album. That's what I'm saying.
But here's the deal. I out of respect to you, I would have watched, but since Savannah's been back in town, I block out all dancing on that side of the table there. Just, I can't watch.
All right, we're going to keep it moving on Ones and Twos, brought to you by Slow and Low Barbecue, and we're going to go to country, but I'm not going to play any of the other songs except because of just this one song, because this dude did something, and I'm really interested to see
what I think,
what his fan base thinks.
Okay.
If this is a cool change for him. The number one and two songs were Florida Georgia Line, your favorite song, Simple.
Yeah, I don't like that song. It's so stupid.
Chris Gaines back?
No!
Hell yeah.
See if you guys can pick up who this is. This is my number one pick for country music.
Okay.
Just a desperate man. Under the sea. Fortune teller told me no more last chances. You got no future at all.
Oh, that's an Eric Church.
Yeah,
nice.
That's a little bit of a different sound for him.
I like it, though.
Yeah.
That guy's talented.
Yeah, above all else, as far as country guys go, this guy brings he brings the crunch, he's the loudest, he's whatever, all those things. But this sound is kind of different for him, and I'm digging it.
He's still got the twang, though. Yeah. That's why I got it.
But it's like way more jangly than what you're used to for with him, I think.
Jangly is a good word. This is a jangly song.
Yeah,
it's a jangly song. Toby Keith has a new album coming out soon. Okay, y'all. Quiet down. Don't get excited.
Toby Keith for a long time had the number one comedy album. It was called Songs I Wrote on a Bus.
Oh, right.
And it was just like throwaway funny songs he did. It was the number one comedy album for like 10 weeks.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
It's just him and the guys in the bus making up goofy songs about smoking weed with Willie Nelson.
Yeah.
That's my number one pick. I'm going to give you my number two pick because this is, again, we're in that stage where they're just mixing genres. See if you can pick up who this is.
Okay.
Ah, hold on.
This is Windy Shores. Yeah.
Oh, I bet you think you're John Wayne. Showing up and shooting down everybody. You're classic in the wrong way. And we all know the end of the story. Cause everyone knows
Miriam, is that Miriam? No,
dude. This is a whole new... They've given her a whole new name for this. They're calling this country disco.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, and this is Casey Musgraves.
Oh, Casey Musgraves.
This is,
I kind of like it.
Yeah, this is High Horse from Casey Musgraves. Her album is phenomenal. I know you guys, trust me, it's one of the best country albums out there.
Yeah, you told me, and I did listen to the album, and you're right, it's very good.
Oh, man. They're going to add the hustle to line dancing now, so that's awesome.
That makes sense. Country and disco are like, the dances are just literally the same thing with different music.
Yeah.
You know, which is kind of funny because John Travolta, for two freaking movies.
Was king.
Made America's social, not social, but popular culture. He did disco.
Yeah.
Disco's came out of the woodwork. Then he goes, I'm putting on a cowboy shirt.
Yeah, cowboy.
I'm a cowboy.
Urban cowboy, yeah.
And everybody was riding mechanical bulls.
All right, we're going to keep it moving. We're going to go to electronic
what
dance.
What happened to those days?
dance
the
drummer.
Cowboy days.
With bulls.
America was great
I know,
again.
Right? That's funny.
I need a bull in my bar.
You should go full gimmick, Joe.
I'm in.
Inside my head, there's a little place left for you. What do you know?
The rap.
What do you know?
It's dance, electronic music.
Okay, we're out of country. Yeah. We're out of country.
And all I want is to find out what you're going through. What do I know? Maybe the silence is dangerous.
That's Deadmau5. He's got a new album dropping now. It's called Mouseville, and that's Monophobia featuring Rob Sire.
Now, does Deadmau5, does he still wear the head?
When he does live shows, when he's out in concert, he definitely still rocks that. It's been a while since he's dropped a, this is like a five song EP.
Right.
So that's something new for him. In the rock genre, if you were listening yesterday, you know what this is.
Yeah.
No,
same time.
It's the great Tom Petty. And you know what? It's so funny because
This is from heaven.
They recorded it.
No, they recorded this in 82, and it was supposed to be a Long After Dark, which is one of my favorite Tom Petty albums.
Right.
And I guess it just didn't make the cut, but I think it's a great. It sounds just. I don't say it sounds like the other songs, but it sounds like it's from that.
From that era, from
era,
that time
from
that it was
that
recorded,
time,
yeah.
It belongs on that album, you know what I'm saying?
It's the track's called The Keep a Little Soul. Keep a Little Soul. It's Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. It's from the box set in American Treasure, and this single is available right now, Keep a Little Soul. The whole box set drops on September the 28th.
Yeah, I went to my iTunes to see if I can get it, and I was able to hear this song.
You can get this song.
Yeah, I got this song, right. But it showed all the other songs that will be coming out, and it looks like a great box set. I will definitely get it because I love Tom Petty. But
love Tom Petty.
He had like two eras. He had the early Tom Petty that came out, and then he had where after the Traveling Wilburys, where he kind of lowered his voice. And I'll have young people come in and go, do Tom Petty, and I'll do like American Girl. They go, well, do some Tom Petty now.
he had a higher voice here in the 80s and before that in the 70s with American Girl and all that stuff, yeah.
All right, I'm going to give you one of my picks of the week. See if you guys can pick up who this is.
I like it.
Wow, talk about disco era.
Should we know this voice?
If Savannah was here, she would guess it off of.
Hold on.
Tina E.
Loretta Lynn.
No. Oh, God, I know her name, and I can't get it.
Oh, Dane.
Monica.
Like Taylor, a big black lady. Brandy. Like she could whip some ass if she wanted to.
No.
Lady.
I don't think we're.
Lady Afro Puff.
No. She loves. She loves.
Savannah loves.
Lady Cocoa Puff.
Gator Woman. Gator Gary.
She's an actress Gator. As well. She just did a movie.
Alligator Alley.
Oh, I know who you're thinking about. It's not Jennifer Hudson.
No.
Lopez.
Fantasia.
She looks like Fantasia, but she's not Fantasia.
Jennifer Hudson.
And she's been around for a long time. She's an R&B singer.
Yeah, but she's not a big lady. She's small.
Oh, well.
Oh, this is Mary Jane.
Yeah, Mary Jane Blige. Yeah, Mary Jane is tiny.
I should have really tried to guess it. I probably could have guessed it.
Mary Jane Blige always looked big to me. I thought she was a big girl.
No,
she could whip your ass.
No, she's itty-bitty.
Mary Jane is a tiny woman.
But she just did a movie, right?
Nominated for an Oscar. She's about to be in a new movie that deals with I think it's the ghost of these. It's a horror film that deals with, like, the ghost of one of these kids that was murdered. It's supposed to be really good. Ooh. She was Oscar-nominated for Mudbound. She's the queen of R&B. For wow. sure. For sure. Been through it all with her fans, man. If you look at, listen to her records and what she talks about.
Been through it all with the men in her life.
Yeah, yeah. She's yeah. talked about it all. Very, very beloved. Very beloved.
And that's the Ones and Twos brought to you by Slow and Low Barbecue. And real quick, I just want to remind you guys of an... I'll have to remind you of this event later. Sorry.
It's okay. I want to remind you of this. Tomorrow we're going to go on the Victory Casino Cruise. It's the Monsters. Yeah. It's the guys from Real Laughs going on the cruise. It's going to be a great time. Not only am I going, Carlos is going, Devin Siebel, Miguel Colon, James John. And when you meet us and take photos with us when you walk in, you're going to be able to get pick a card, okay? And if you pick a card that's signed by one of the guys from the radio shows, you're going to win $200. How cool is that?
That's
so
awesome. That's
so make sure you come through and take a photo with us. And that's tomorrow. And Bo the Big Man Rhodes is coming. For those of you who have been listening for a long time, Bo started the show with me years ago.
Right.
We got Vince Taylor coming along, Ryan Holmes, and we can watch Ryan Holmes lose about $500.
Hell yeah, you are.
Is Dirty Jim coming on this cruise? I'm taking that as a no.
Nah, he's not.
Okay.
Neither am I.
Well, okay. Is it too late to get on?
You can come, yeah.
Okay. I might.
You want to come?
Bring that blue cheese.
Yeah.
No, actually, I like the cruises. I didn't.
You like the gambling.
How long are y'all going?
We're leaving at 7 o'clock, coming back at about 11:30.
Oh, I love that cruise.
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I thought you were talking about a 4 or 5 day cruise.
No, it's just a one night cruise. It's a Victory Casino cruise.
That. Yeah. Is Dirty Jim coming?
No.
Okay, I'll be
all right. It's tomorrow. And if you still have time, if you want to be on the cover of my new graphic novel, you're a model, dress up like a nurse, take a photo, send it in to monsters.fm. That's monsters.fm. We'll pick a winner next week. So you have until Monday to send those photos in. The winner is going to be on the cover of the graphic novel. You'll be able to come to Spooky Empire with us and sign autographs and of the book that you're on the cover of, and you'll get a $250 portfolio shoot from Wayne Sysok, entertainment photographer. Yep. Will take those photos for you, so you have all weekend to get those photos in, and you could be on the cover of this graphic novel that we've already signed paperwork and stuff that is going to be distributed worldwide. So that'll be really cool to be on the cover. Yep. All right. When we come back, I think Moira is going to be here when we come back. You're listening to The Monster of the Morning. It's me time. For the love of the city. For the city. I'm on the block. On the block.
12 o'clock when you're willing. When you're willing. Now that we've all quit Facebook and started talking to each other again, you want me to sign a petition?
It's a serious problem.
To bring back Snickerdoodle Coffee Creamer. Facebook.com/RealRadioOrlando.
Hey, welcome back to the Monsters Mornings on Real Radio 104.1, broadcasting live on iHeartRadio. Make sure you check out our YouTube channel. We're live on YouTube, and it's, just go to iHeart Monsters Radio on YouTube. You'll be able to check it out, or monsters.fm, whichever way you want to do. I'm Russ Rollins, along with Jeff Howe, Ryan Holmes here today. We got, of course, Angel and Carlos, and Moira came to visit us today.
Hey.
Hello,
hey.
Moira. How
good
you doing?
Good morning. I'm here.
It's always good to see you. You weren't wearing those glasses a second ago. Those are cool.
I love those.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
that's
I noticed
me.
Them on the, you look very nice today.
Thank you. Part of my Mopra. My Oprah has really loud, big glasses.
You need it.
I got big glasses.
So does Sally Jesse.
Oh,
that's
good.
Right.
Hers were red, mine are turquoise.
Yep, I like
it's all
it.
Good.
Do you
like
wear
it.
Those all the time or no?
I wear them to read, and sometimes, every year it gets worse.
Yeah,
so,
I know.
So, it's like, good luck with that.
Nearsighted or farsighted?
I can't see close. What
so
is that?
So then you're farsighted. Okay. Well, it's the reverse.
You're far-sighted.
Yeah. But you're right. When you start wearing them, then you kind of have to...
I get sort of dependent on them.
That's where I
am
now.
I can see you fine.
Yeah.
But if I were to read something, it's one of those things. I thought when you're 40, everyone said, when you're 40, you'll hit the wall and you'll have to wear glasses. Because I had Cracker Jack vision.
Yeah.
And then I was 40, I never had no glasses. 41, no glasses. 42, bam, hit the wall.
Yeah.
And so ever since then, I buy readers. Literally, cheaters or whatever they're called.
Yeah.
The magnifying
glasses. That's
the worst
thing, though, right? Because they're not like that good. They're just kind of, you're supposed to go to the doctor. Because I'm having issues with my eyes a little bit, too. So because everybody said that once you get closer to 40, and so I'm a little, what is it? I'm far away, so I'm nearsighted, a little nearsighted.
Yeah. Now, do you worry about how you look in glasses?
I don't care.
You don't care. No. Yeah.
They look good on you, though.
No, they're good.
Yeah.
I find like really quirky, weird. I have cat's, you know, shaped cat's eye ones. Yeah. I have ones with sparkly stuff.
You need a gimmick. You need, when you're on camera, you need a gimmick. You need something
there
that people.
You go.
Boom.
So let's put these back on.
Exactly.
There's the gimmick.
See them on YouTube.
And I didn't ask you if you worried about how you look at him. Because I was being critical of you, I had someone.
I didn't take it like that. Yeah, you're good.
I had someone who was like, "You look ugly in glasses."
Oh,
so
what a jerk.
Like, so it was one of my ex-wives.
Oh,
she's like,
damn.
You look ugly in glasses. So I didn't put glasses on for a long time because I was thought, wow, I look ugly in glasses. You know.
You know what? I never thought about it, but
I do look ugly.
Oh, no,
I'm
ugly. No.
Yeah.
No.
You should have said you look ugly when I put them on.
She was trying to help you out.
Yeah. I guess. But now my wife.
Well, let's
now,
talk about ex-wives.
Yes.
Because that's the topic. A mixed company. Thank you for the segue.
I know, that's what I was doing.
So, uh-huh. Yeah. Look at you. Always thinking.
And I was supposed to be a part of it on next Friday, but then I realized that I had promised these listeners
that I would
drive to.
Let's make it clear. Strangers.
They're strangers. Absolutely. They're listeners, and I'm driving to Birmingham, Alabama, because we promised them. Mm-hmm. When I was drinking Patron, I promised them I would drive to their.
I don't blame the Patron on this.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't have done it probably
if I was stone cold sober.
But mm-hmm. I'm glad I'm doing it. But I am sorry I'm going to miss your show.
That's
that
fine.
Day.
Next week.
But I did record something for you.
You did. It's a great video. Oh. We have a video that we're going to show. We have two big screens in the big Moira room, the Mopra room,
nice.
Across the hall. Mixed Company, it's once a month for now. I heard a little birdie say might be more often.
Nice.
I saw you
walking out of the office.
Yes, indeed. So this month, every month we talk about something that is really, I'll call it juicy.
Okay.
You know, we delve into something that your mother told you maybe not to talk about in mixed company, mm-hmm, right?
Right.
So we've talked about money, and we've talked about weight, and we've talked about dating, and this month we're talking about divorce.
Now, which one seems to be the one more difficult to get people to talk about?
The weight thing?
Yes.
Very difficult for people to talk about being fat.
Yeah.
The money thing. People are very reluctant to share their, how they deal with money and bills and relationships and all that. This month, I'm finding the same thing. Now, they came out of the woodwork for gun control.
Mm-hmm.
Last month, we talked about Pulse. They came out of the woodwork for that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was a big extravaganza in June. We had people from all walks of life in that one. But this one, divorce and
divorce and being fat, that's my bit.
Russ walks in the room. Everybody, shh.
We're talking about that.
People don't want to talk about divorce, though, Moira, because it's considered a failure.
Considered a failure to you.
To some people, it is considered.
That's the general perception of it.
I'm not sure. That's something you might need to go to therapy about, Carlos, because divorce.
No, you're right. Maybe.
No, divorce is not a failure. I know that a lot of people have to get over that. Hump.
To
think that they are a failure, divorce is a failure, the relationship didn't work out, so then they sort of take that on their heart as, I am a failure.
Right.
And that maybe isn't so healthy.
Correct.
It's not healthy, I'm going to say, but it is a perception. I don't personally feel that way, but I think the perception is that it is a failure, but I mean, who's taking the score? You know,
you've never been divorced, so you know you don't feel
right,
that.
Right.
But I've been divorced 4 times.
What the hell? What?
Loser!
What? Wow.
Loser!
Oh my God!
Even Moira said the loser sign. But
4 times.
I
Jesus,
honestly tell
man.
You,
I make a sport of
God,
it.
I know
is there trading cards for this? Holy smokes!
You get Rookie of the Year and Hall of Famer.
Man, and you want to give advice on this?
I understand.
Can we be on a show?
That some people think it's loser. But I don't feel like a loser in it. I feel like I tried my hardest.
It's almost like you believe in marriage.
I believe in love. I'll tell you what.
It doesn't believe in you.
This guy.
Let's spin it as something positive.
But I'll tell you this. When it comes to divorce, you're King James.
It's not my fault. I keep asking. They keep saying yes. It's not my fault.
I mean, somebody is nice to you. You get married and boom, there it is.
I
sort of get that.
Yeah.
Okay, here's what we're talking about next week.
Yes.
Yes, divorce hurts. Yes, divorce, and it has impacts. It has ripple effects on a lot of people in your life.
Yeah.
Not only you and the ex-wife, right? Or you and the ex-husband, but it has, if you have children, if you have family, if you have people who were together for all of this time.
Yes.
Those people, when you make that split and when you get divorced, those people all, it's impactful
it
on
is.
All of those people. Now, we're going to talk about how expensive it is to get divorced.
Oh, boy, is it. That's where it hurts.
Right. That's right.
That's where it hurts.
That's true. Divorce hurts not only your pocketbook, but your emotions, your psychological, your heart. Now, we're going to talk about all of these things. We have lawyers on there.
Oh.
We have therapists on there.
Oh, good.
And we have people who have walked the walk and have walked, maybe not your journey, because that's some journey you got there. But we're going to talk about all of that next week. Now, the cool thing about Mixed Company is, I mean, you have a studio audience here just with the people who are on this program.
Yeah, we have 47 people currently
on the
show.
You've got a lot of people cycling through.
Yeah.
In the case of Mixed Company, it's not just any old radio talk show. We have a live studio audience from 4 to 6 p.m.
Did you just call us any old radio talk show?
Any old radio talk show.
Sounded like you did.
I don't think you meant it that way.
I sort of didn't mean that.
You're a loser.
No, I didn't mean any of that. No.
It's not going to be any of this crap. Yeah. It's going to be high-tech streaming.
Thank you for letting me cycle in, guys. I appreciate that.
No, it's not that. No,
it's like a soup kitchen in here.
I know what you mean.
So, in this case, we do a one-on-one interview with all these different guests from 3 to 4 in a studio just like this. A-okay.
Yeah.
That's fine.
We're very sensitive over here.
Yeah, come on.
I know. Your heart is on your sleeve, man. So then at 4 o'clock, we go into the Mopra room, and there's a live studio audience. There's food. There's giveaways.
Oh, that sounds fun. Oh, that sounds real. Original.
They like the food.
And new age.
Oh. Okay, it's actually retro. Somebody told me everything old is new again.
Yes,
right. Consider that for me. Okay. They bring back Roseanne. They bring back all this retro stuff.
Yeah.
Now, they bring back the Oprah model, where you have a dais, people sit, they talk. I walk around like Oprah, crazy glasses.
I like
and
it.
Then I sort of interview people in the audience. They can ask questions of the people up on the dais, and we can have that kind of like live, engaging, interactive kind of conversation.
So getting people to talk about their divorce, how many people, because I know, even when I talk about it, I start to sweat a little bit. I don't like talking about it. It's embarrassing. But I mean, have you got more men or women who are willing to talk about it?
The numbers are small. You know, the numbers are small. Women are better talking about their emotions. That's true. Women are more open to this kind of, I guess, this kind of conversation.
Sure. She just called me a woman, didn't she?
And a sweaty woman.
I am impressed with the video that you made, because it showed sort of a sensitive, you touched a lot of things in that video, not only the stigma that you find is attached to being divorced, right? But also talked about the impact on your daughter.
Yeah.
And how that impacted you and your relationships. That is something that is very rare for men to be able to open up with and tell. And I appreciate you doing that.
And that's true. And you know what? Mopra mentioned the video. We actually have some audio from the video.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, it's right here.
Okay, what? Oh.
What's up, guys? It's me, Triple R. Just want to give a shout out to everybody here who is anticipating this message. Yeah, I'm one of the best that ever freaking did it, man. I'm also one of the worst. But right now I got a baby girl in my life that means the world to me. And so what I want to say to all you broken hearts out there is, love can work. But yeah, you might have to go through a horrible minefield of your legs and arms and head being blown to smithereens by people you thought had your heart. But nah, dog, that ain't fire. That ain't hot. That ain't dope. What's dope is love. And what love is dope. Mary Ellen, I love you.
It was Nick Cage.
That was sensitive rock.
He summed you up in 2 words. Love and dope.
See, that's Moira, just a snippet of what we're going to talk about next week on Mixed Company.
They mock me to my face, Moira.
At least they don't joke behind your back. Moira, it's all good.
Moira, I don't know if this is going to be part of your show or anything as advice to people that have been through it as many times as Russ has, but write the new wife's name down on your palm.
No, she got to meet Mary Ellen.
I did. Yeah. Monster comedian.
I think that's something that needs to be said in this, and I say this in all genuineness. And I actually mentioned this to Russ in the break earlier, actually before the show. I said, Russ is in the best relationship he's ever been in his life.
Oh, yeah.
And look what he's been able to do. Create a graphic novel. He's got the YouTube channel going. The show has never been functioning better, truly. In all the 17 years I've been here, this is the best it's been functioning, because guess what? Love sometimes will wrap up your whole freaking world.
Love
and energy.
You happy. Yeah. And look how fat I am. Make them happy.
Yeah. That was my next step. Nick, can you do one on weight loss next week?
Yeah, we did it last time. Listen, you know, they say when men are happy, they gain weight. When women are happy, they lose weight.
You know? Really?
Really?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
When women are unhappy, they often
see... I've dated some happy women.
They lose weight. When women are happy, they lose weight. When that's I don't know why that is, but when men are happy...
We got the joke, Jack.
It doesn't matter. Maura, do you have a list of topics that you want to cut? I mean, like, are there certain topics you can't wait to get to?
We are talking about race. Actually, Vince is going to help me put together the show on race.
Oh, that's
good. We're
doing
that in October. We're doing a show on religion next month with a rabbi, a pastor, and an imam. You know, walk into a bar. It sounds like a bad joke.
Yeah.
So we're doing a show on religion next month. All these topics that you don't really get a chance to talk about. We're in it. It's Mixed Company. It's next Friday across the hall on News Radio 102.5. To get a ticket and reserve your seat, you got to go to moirasmixedcompany.com and I will put aside a seat for you, or just Facebook, email me, whatever it is, and I'll make sure that you have a seat at next Friday's show.
Thank you for coming in. We look forward to seeing you every Friday. That's
Moira.
You're here on the Phillips Hall Real Radio 104.1. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Monsters of the Morning. YouTube channel all day on Fridays. It's Friday's Monsters Live on YouTube. And do me a favor, subscribe to it and then hit the little bell so that way you know when something new comes up and we would appreciate that. I'm Russ Rollins along with Angel Rivera, Carlos Navarro, Ryan Holmes, and Jeff Howe all here today with us on this beautiful Friday. And today is, there's a bunch of things about today. It's Friday the 13th. Once again, I don't believe in that crap.
You're mocking it, and it's going to make it worse, Russ.
You know what? I'm mocking it to its face.
I'm snarling
at Friday the 13th.
That is a bad move, sir.
It's been a great day so far. This has been a beautiful day. Everything's going great. I just had another sandwich.
You brought me
a chicken sandwich.
I'm not having that good of a day.
Oh, what's wrong?
I think I got bit by a chupacabra.
your leg looks terrible.
Yeah, he asked me yesterday. He goes, hey, do you know what a spider bite looks like? I'm like, yeah, because my wife is obsessed with spider bites.
Yeah.
She's a paramedic. She shows me.
And Bubba used to get them all the time.
Bubba did?
Yeah.
Well, he's like, let me show you this. And he showed me his leg. And it looks like, a raptor got hold of it.
Really?
Well, take a look. I'll show you.
Put it on the YouTube channel. Hold on.
I want to know if
that's... Where I don't. That's not a spider.
Yeah, I don't know. I've been working in the yard a lot.
It's a chupacabra, I think, or a snake or something.
And it's itchy, and it has a little like ant bite deal and a cut.
It's the start of the zombie apocalypse. Ironically, it begins with you.
Yeah, let me see. Yeah, that would be.
Is it still like pussy?
It's right. A little pussy, I think.
Yeah. You know, what'd you put on it? Anything?
Yesterday, I put some Macuracom on it. No, I'm just
kidding. That's good. Right? Yeah. Absorbing Junior.
I put some Neosporin and some hydrogen peroxide.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
But I mean, I like my foot. I don't want to lose my leg.
Oh, you know, it looks like what's MRSA.
Is that?
You don't want to get that MRSA.
You don't want, you
it go, does you, sort you, of look like MRSA.
Yeah, you go in lockdown.
MRSA
actually,
the,
all of you in that room would go in lockdown. Yeah,
don't
you've all been
freaking
exposed
scare
now.
Me. How do you spell MRSA?
MERSA.
MERRRRS.
It's the antibacterial resistant.
Why would he have MRSA for all things?
You can get MRSA from anything. Like a girl I was friends with, she got it from the gym because they didn't clean the equipment well enough. And then she got MRSA, got hospitalized. Her leg blew up like a balloon, but it started off looking like that.
You could get MRSA from a chicken sandwich.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
From somebody that's been bitten by chupacabra.
Did you just Google it?
Yeah.
Turn on the image search.
Hey, why don't we get yellow fever anymore?
I was just wondering about that.
Like, once a year, Russ asks this.
I'm just wondering.
I don't know. What are you around that this strokes your curiosity?
I saw a story yesterday about this guy who he hated. He was a Southerner during the Civil War.
Yeah.
And he had decided he knew how he was going to win the Civil War.
Yeah.
And that was he was going to grab all the clothes from the people that had yellow fever.
Yes.
And he was going to box it all up, make it look like it's all new, and send it up north and give it to the northern. And he also did the same thing with President Lincoln. He sent a bunch of stuff, the shirts and stuff, to President Lincoln, and it never actually made it to Lincoln. But the guy that he paid to go take stuff ratted him out.
Yeah.
And he got arrested for trying to kill the president. And turns out you can't catch yellow fever from the clothes. It's only through mosquitoes.
It's amazing we lost the war.
Yeah. But anyway,
we won the war, Jeff.
No.
We're the South. Southern.
It was the South.
We're in the South.
Yeah, right. Florida's not the South.
Yes, it is.
This is the least Southern place ever.
This is the South.
Yeah, I used to make that same argument, and then I went to Alabama for a conference, and I was like, I don't live in the South.
Oh, yeah. You know what? There's a different South.
We haven't talked about that. I'm going to Birmingham next Friday, and I do not know what to expect. I mean, like, you know.
Oh, you're fine. You're fine.
Yeah, Birmingham, you'll be fine.
Birmingham's good?
Yeah, well, you know wrestling. You're fine. Mm. Yeah, you're good.
You know what we're going to do?
No.
You're white.
Get murdered, probably? Yeah, I don't know, because you're going to a fan's wedding?
We're going to a fan's wedding, but here's what we decided, right? Now, we met these people. They're very, very nice, and my wife also told them, if you send us an invitation, then we'll definitely come, right? So now, we got the invitation. She looks at me. She goes, Russ, we gave our word. We have to get. So we're going, but here's the thing. We don't know any of those people, right?
Yeah.
So what we're doing is we're dressing up real fancy.
Nice.
And we're going to go around, and we're going to take pictures like it's our, because we never had a reception. Just got married, we just got married up in Nashville and came home. There was no reception. So we're going to pretend like it's our own wedding reception, and we're going to dance like it's our wedding reception.
Nice.
We're going to take pictures eating cake like it's our wedding reception.
Father-daughter dance.
So you're crashing this guy's wedding reception?
It's even better. I've been invited, Angel. I've been invited. They don't know that I'll be taking pictures and playing it off like it's my my reception.
That's nice.
Isn't that a smart idea?
You save so much money.
You're ruining somebody's wedding.
No, I'm not. I'm just taking pictures and acting it like it's mine. Nobody. We don't even know
these
people.
They won't even know. Yeah, they won't care. I think it's brilliant.
Yeah,
I like it.
All right. I'm going to wear a tux.
Yeah.
She's going to wear a dress, and we're going to go and pretend like it's our wedding.
Is she going to wear a white dress?
No, that would be tacky.
Oh, that would be tacky.
That's too far. No, she's not going to do that. No, she won't do that. But
and make sure y'all sit at the table, the main table.
Well, what I'll do is, here's what we said. I said, Marilyn, here's what we'll do. When they get up to go do something, we'll just go sit behind the table and ask someone to take a picture real quick. So it looks like we had a wedding reception.
That's awesome. Nobody will even notice, dude.
And as I get older with Alzheimer's, I'll just think that was our wedding reception.
Remember, honey, when we had that beautiful wedding overlooking the ocean?
Yes, I knew.
We're gonna dance like no one's looking.
But they're all gonna be looking. Like, who are these people that are dancing?
I was officially invited. I'll say.
I understand that you're officially invited, but you don't know anybody, and you're gonna Russ Rollins hype it up, and I know it's gonna be amazing.
I said, listen, here's what we'll do. We'll do the whole thing where I get down and I take the garter off your leg,
and we'll
just do pictures like it's our wedding reception, and no one will know the difference.
Are you bringing Austin? Is he doing this for the YouTube?
No. I'll find somebody there who looks bored. It's easy to find someone bored at a wedding and just say, hey, take this picture for me. Take that picture for me.
Oh, yeah. Ask the photographer.
Actually, I could do live on YouTube Live. I've got the ability. I might do that.
There you go.
There you go. So look for drunk people dancing in Birmingham. Yes.
So the couple that gets married, people are going to tell them, that was so awesome hiring that Chris Farley impersonator.
Angel.
So, Carlos, in your condition, you shouldn't be in that room.
No?
Have you looked up cellulitis?
What's cellulitis?
Everyone that's listened to you explain to him, it's a potentially serious bacterial skin infection. The affected skin appears swollen, red, and typically painful and warm to the touch. Cellulitis usually affects the skin on the lower legs, but it can occur in the face, arms, and areas. We've had a number of people call in, whether it was themselves or their friends, and this is something they usually get admitted to the hospital for.
I must be tough as hell.
It leads
I'm still
to
standing, baby.
It can lead to staph infections.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, and to MRSA and to a couple other things.
I don't know.
So I just shouldn't have licked it in the background?
Yeah, I was telling Ryan to lick it and see if it tasted like vanilla. And it did not, I guess. But no, it's not painful. luckily. It's a little more itchy than painful. Yeah. So
I know when I get ant bites
slash
nowadays.
Itchy.
Yeah, they're bigger. They're
yeah,
bigger
they are. Yeah.
Yeah, as you get older, I think your immune system just isn't as powerful, so it sends everything there.
Yeah, yeah. And I also almost got, like, I was on a ladder cutting a branch, and
right.
I know I've told the story before where I almost got knocked out the ladder cutting a branch.
Yeah.
Separate new story of
new branch.
Branch.
Oh, really?
Almost locked. Not, and it, yeah, it came swooping down like a cartoon, and then it kind of stabbed me a little bit.
You might want to get rid of the ladder and get scaffolding. You know, yeah. That way you can walk, and you don't have to worry about.
That's a good idea, Russ.
Yeah, I got a bunch of good ideas.
I thought about you up there. I thought about, I was swaying back and forth. I was like,
yeah.
I wonder how Russ will tell the story of me dying.
Oh, sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I knew it. I think the first thing he was like, when he started talking about that yard work, I knew he was going to get
to stay away from it. Yeah. You know, I'm surprised Ryobi doesn't make a Ryobi ladder.
Yeah, because I need a new ladder.
Because I got an orange
Ryobi
one.
Ryobi ladder's not going to help him.
I got an orange one, and it clashes with all my Ryobi stuff. It doesn't really go.
Yeah, yeah, I need a Ryobi ladder.
All right, you ready? We'll take a break, and then when we come back, Carlos will take you to the top.
Hell yeah.
You're listening to the Monsters of the Morning. To drink and eat and see incredible musicians.
Yeah, really, really good musicians. And we play there sometimes, too. it's a wonderful place.
Who's there this weekend?
Actually, we've got DJ Mark is going to do Friday and Saturday this weekend. DJ Mike. What are we, DJ Mark? God,
either way, that's a good DJ name.
Yeah, it's he's not real creative. And, but 9 to 1 doing all the video hits from the 70s, 80s, 90s, and 2000s. And then Sunday, have Jeff Howell Acoustic from 2 to 5. It's great, awesome people, good food, live music. Come see us, Red Dog Pub in Kissimmee.
All right, you're listening to the Monsters of the Morning, Real Radio 104.1. I'm Russ Rollins, along with Jeff Howell. Ryan Holmes here today with us.
Woo.
Angel Rivera, and now it's time for Carlos Navarro to take it to the top.
Let's go. Okay, good morning, everybody. Hello, my name is Carlos Alberto Navarro, and this is To The Top. Every single morning, try and take it to the top, make you think, make you laugh, whatever it may be. A little early on that. I don't know why I was off on that. I gotta recalibrate. And yes, everybody, it's Friday. It's Friday. It's Friday. I know a lot of people may not be there Friday. Maybe, Jeff Howell, this is your Monday.
Actually, Wednesday was my Monday. This is my Wednesday.
Oh, thanks, man. You had to make it complicated, bro.
Yeah, it's
yes,
like
Friday
actually,
13th.
Actually, it's like Wednesday. It's like Tuesday night right now.
Got it. Thanks,
okay,
man. Go start over.
Middle start one more time.
Well, you know what? Friday the 13th
is nothing. I laugh in the face on Friday the 13th.
Stop mocking this. You're going to get hit by a meteor when you walk out the building.
What if I told you my wife woke up this morning and on Friday the 13th, our AC was out?
Really?
That's what happened.
Oh, no.
Okay, it didn't happen today. It happened Friday the Thursday the 12th. Which everybody knows is way scarier.
No,
than
that, that means today is the better day because it's going to get fixed today. So it's a positive
day.
Well,
we hope. I was supposed to had other plans, you know. AC went out.
Okay, so the positive is your wife will be walking around in a bikini in the house.
Yeah, yeah. Scarface style.
That's right
by the pool, drinking a martini.
Yeah. Can I tell you a story? It's a little embarrassing.
What other stories you got there?
I'm looking through Facebook and I see this really hot girl in a bikini. I'm like, man, she's like, oh, that's Megan. I can't look at
Rollins. Rollins. She was Rollins.
There's the story about you and her heels. Weird request a couple weeks ago.
I knew she wouldn't give up the heels. I knew that.
A little bizarre, dude.
It's all right, dude. It's all right. Megan loves you too. It's cool. You guys are February 12th babies.
That's right. Born on the same day.
Born on the same freaking day.
Well, not the same year.
A little difference.
And nobody was confused about that.
Also, she thinks you're hot in a bikini, too.
So. That's true.
I mean, hot, you know.
Yeah. Well, speaking of that, so, you know, we had our daughter was at vacation Bible school.
Oh!
And so she was gone the whole week, and she was with family, and so we're going to go pick her up today. Anyway, we had our final night of being without a child last night.
Oh.
Man, we had some plans. We were going to do a Megalo show.
Yeah.
We were going to shoot a video for her YouTube channel, I Am Megan Navarro, where we were going to talk about, like, you know, Netflix and all this stuff. And it's funny how life just goes, wait a second, you got plans? Well, I got this. Ba-ga-da!
Right.
And we go, and I'm like, man, how's it hot? This is like around like 4:30.
Ooh.
So when did you check? I'm curious if you went through all the right things you're supposed to do. What's the first thing you checked?
I think I did.
Did you check the breaker?
First thing I did was check the breaker. Mm-hmm. We did that. Boom. It was running, but no cold air.
Did you walk outside to see if it
had over, fan.
If frozen up?
Did it freeze up?
Oh.
Go out.
Did you clear out the line?
The line, we bought it last year around this time that it was supposed to be like the clearing out thing. You guys all know this is, if you're a Floridian, these are things you should probably
clear out the thing to make
sure. And then what's the final thing that you do? If you guys don't know this,
you pick up the phone and you call Del Air.
No, you go out to the fan and there's a reset button on the fan.
Oh.
Okay. And so I go out there and I go, oh, okay. All right. This is going to be it. Because we did the whole thing for anybody who has lost. You go into a deep state of denial when your air goes out. Yeah. It starts pushing out hot air, and you look at each other like, no, it's fine. It's
fine.
It can't
be broke. It can't be broken.
It's not broken. It's not going to be broken in the dead of summer. It's going to be fine. This is just obviously an issue that never happens, and it's happening now. And then you see it 81. And then you turn on the air. See, obviously, it feels cool, right? And then you start feeling the air.
Yeah. Right.
This feels cool. And then it starts 82. Well, if it was cold, it probably would be
cold.
Why is it going up? Okay. And then I go to my wife. I go, well, let me go reset the fan. And I go back out there and I hit it. And it goes, ding, and it starts. I'm like, thank God. And I look up, but the blade isn't moving.
Oh.
The thing that sucks in, the air or whatever. So luckily,
all you got to do is jam your hand in there and give it a push start. Mm. And then usually that fixes it.
Yeah. You know what I think it is? I think it was a rogue lizard listening to this broadcast that I doubted their existence, jumping the motor. One does a kamikaze, you know what I'm saying? And next thing you know, you got to replace. So I call the guy, and it isn't always the same way. It's always like, you probably need a new motor. I'm like, always? Yeah. It's always a new motor?
Yeah.
But I got him coming out today. Yeah. A little sweaty night.
The answer?
Yes.
Yes, it's always a new motor.
It's always a new motor.
Or if it's a condenser, then that's trouble.
Ooh. Yeah, but they always come in and they go like, I've never seen this before. I could have this redone in about 3 hours. Whole thing. Yeah. Right.
And it's $1,500.
And it's $1,500.
Every time it's $1,500.
It is. But I hope to God it's not $1,500.
Well,
this
say this.
Particular
time. I hope to God it's less than
$1,500. Yeah, but it's, it wasn't scorching hot last night, but obviously it interrupted some plans. It was a little uncomfortable. But this is the motivational minute. Look, it was a little uncomfortable. But you know what it reminded me of is when we were out of power for the hurricane. Okay, and when you're out of power, you can very quickly want to murder somebody. Because we were out of power for almost 2 weeks, I think. Were you out that long too? And I joked about it before when I heard about other people being without power.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, just, tough it up, whatever. And we got lucky. We went over to our family's house. And then it got me thinking. I'm like 50,000. How many people in Puerto Rico right now are without power?
We're still over 30,000.
That's 30, what I thought. 30,000 people have been without power for months. So my wife and I looked at each other, say, going to be a little sweaty tonight. And we did get a little sweaty. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Jimmy, those hour sessions do happen, dog. They're not Bigfoot. They are not an alien sighting. They do happen, my friend.
7 minutes.
Nobody. 7 minutes. Ladies like it. 7 minutes max.
Nobody does an hour. That's ridiculous.
And we made the best out of it. So that's the motivational minute. What struggle are you going through right now that you can immediately say, okay, yeah, we're going through it. It's tough.
Yeah.
And then you go, but who's going through the same thing but 10 times worse, and you'll always find it. You're never at the top of that peak. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And so whatever that struggle you're going through, just remember everybody else is going through a struggle as well. We're all in that same boat. Look at it from a different way. And this is what I'm saying. I hope my AC gets fixed today. So I got the dude coming over today. We'll see how it goes.
Here's the deal. It'll be not Friday the 13th when that cold air comes on.
Yeah.
And then he hands you the bill and it's Friday the 13th.
I know.
And it's Russ's fault.
Yeah.
It is.
It's Russ's fault.
You're right. The bill will be on freaking Friday the 13th. Yeah. But I should be all right. We'll see. Now.
Hey, Ryer will be ladder right there.
That's exactly the kind of ladder I need.
That's badass.
Dude.
And it matches everything.
I'm getting that today. I got an old, busted-ass, paint-splattered ladder.
You got a real man ladder. That's what you got. Everybody has that.
I've got a wood ladder. Of course you do, Chad.
That's poor ladder. Oh, my God.
It's made out of
from
wood.
Cypress. Can you even buy a wooden ladder anymore?
No. Oh, he made it back in the 1800s, yeah. I'm sure.
Jesus, man.
The last time I was on it, I went, oh, look, there's Paul Revere.
Okay. A wooden like termites are living in it.
A wooden ladder.
You're the wooden ladder of people.
Yeah, I know. I moved in a retirement neighborhood when I was 39 years old.
That's true. Yeah.
I did, yeah.
I think that might be the line of the day. You're the wooden ladder of people.
Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Oh, now it's funny.
Takes a while before we pay attention to your rhymes.
Yeah, you know? I know. Yeah, it does. It takes a little bit.
It's gold, Jerry. It's gold.
It's gold. Wooden ladder. Jesus Christ, Jeff. I did not see the wooden ladder
true
coming.
Story. True story.
All right. So guess what's taking over in New York City? New York City! The rats. They are some beasts, and I recommend the Rats documentary if you ever want to see some crazy stuff on Netflix. Very good. No, nap stores. I know I brought up napper size.
You brought this up the other day.
Yeah, this is something different. This is different. A recurring theme with Carlos of the Naps.
It is.
He's tired.
It is. I'm tired. No, we are an unrested nation.
Absolutely.
You know, Jeff, you know that. Ryan, you know that.
Carlos, when I was in New York the whole time, because I stayed outside of the city, so yeah. I was constantly going into the city to do comedy. And I just would get so tired. And I was like, I just wish there was a place you could just take a nap.
Yep.
And I would pay so much for that.
I think just like bottled water.
Right.
Which was laughed at when it was introduced.
Yeah.
I think we're going to see more and more places where you will be able to walk in and take an hour nap, take a 2-hour nap. You'll be catered to, because the studies show, man, research is insane how bad your health, overall health, is affected when you don't sleep in every facet.
Yeah.
In every facet, and I think people are gonna take it with the value in it.
Yeah.
And so, do you guys want to get in on the Monster Nap Store?
Let's do it,
right?
Yeah.
And then
Napster.
I know. Yeah. And we'll have hot ass chicks. And when they you walk in, hot ass chicks. Yeah. And they're not gonna do anything.
And right there, there's where you run yourself afoul.
Yeah.
You're right. I drove it right into the ditch.
There's guys who are going, that's the massage place I go to.
I know. Well, that's the thing. It's kind of like you say it's a nap store, but really it's like
a massage parlor.
Yeah. And you go to sleep and there's just a window, and you know, girls are like combing their hair and stuff,
and that's why we can't have nice things right there.
This was a really good idea, right?
You don't like it when girls, you know, brush their hair.
Listen, do like I do. If you get tired, just take a gummy.
Oh man.
How many gummies is this now?
That's only two.
Is that a pot gummy?
No. I don't know. It's hydroxy gum.
Way worse for you.
And then Russ is like, no, that's only two. That's seven.
Now let me ask a question. Why are you taking hydroxy cuts?
It keeps you awake.
Yeah, they're good.
It makes you sweat, makes you want to work out.
Oh, okay.
I just keep forgetting to work out.
Okay. those are three reasons I don't take them.
You want one?
No.
You should take one.
Do they come in a bottle? Because you bring that little plastic bag like a drug dealer.
No, because he has to sneak them out of his house.
Right. And you're not supposed... Yeah.
Right.
Oh, is that...
Because my wife didn't want me taking them. Because the other day, last week, I was sweating in bed, and I was sweating blood again.
Yeah, man.
And it's you're not still good. Taking
this? We don't know that's the problem.
Yeah, there's an assortment of things he's taking that could be it.
I used to sweat blood a long time ago, and then I started again.
I'm going old school.
Wow.
Everybody's going new school?
Yeah.
Going old school. Bleeding in the bed.
You're admirer. Go old school. Everything's retro.
Well, Russ, it does concern me. But would you nap in
you look real concerned. You don't give a...
Didn't even pause.
You don't give a...
That concerns me. Now, would you go to the nap store?
Yeah, would you...
Would you bleed in my nap store?
Angel, I know you would use a nap store. A lovely nap store.
Are there hot chicks there?
They're combing their hair. One day I hope to build the Hooters of nap stores.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, I'll build the most professional nap stores.
It depends, okay?
Do I have my own pod?
Yes, absolutely, your own pod with your favorite music playing.
Can I lay naked in it?
You can lay naked in it? I nap naked.
There we go.
Yes. In my nap stores, Russ Rawlings can lay naked.
Hell yeah. Okay, right now. How much
does it cost? It costs $69 a month.
We learned earlier. You got to watch out for the chocolate starfish.
Yes. But no, in your room, put a towel down. Jeff, what do you need in your nap room?
Well, in my nap room?
Yeah.
Rockford Files playing on TV.
I need Rockford Files on TV.
A baby wooden stool so I can get up on that seat.
I need it 64 degrees in there.
64? Are you a piece of land?
slam? Yes, Jesus Christ.
I need a cold ass, and I need a 120 outlet for my CPAP.
Okay, well, you know what? Yeah. And we have a CPAP ready room. It's actually the highest quality CPAP that there is.
We're going to have communal CPAPs?
No, no, no. Yeah, everybody gets their own individual one, and even has your initials on it.
Oh,
okay. Angel, and, Angel, what, you need more? We'll get
one
more
thing. One more thing.
Yes.
The Asian girl combing her hair. I want that really bad.
Combing her hair.
You said combing, combing, right?
You said combing.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You said combing.
Okay.
Jeff, that's combo C.
Okay.
And,
yes.
And she will gladly be there. Yeah. No problem. Ryan Holmes, what do you need for your nap store? I'm the new nap owner. I'm here to make you happy.
See, I don't want the window. I need total darkness and silence.
Okay, that's our dark room. We call that the dark room.
Okay,
yeah.
That's what I need.
Okay, cool. That's it?
That's all you need?
Do you need anything funny?
But you'd think that, but like, if there's any noise or any light, I can't sleep.
Well, I need that. Okay, so I need dark.
Okay.
I need a CPAP. All
right.
I need to make sure that there's a sound of rain and thunder.
We have Brazilian rainforest. We have Ecuadorian rainforest.
Oh.
We could accommodate any of your needs. But that's the $100 package. So would you be willing to do $100 a month?
Well, hold on. I'm not done.
Okay.
I need someone to stroke my head.
Okay. That is going to be a little difficult.
Yeah.
But we got a guy here that's willing to do anything.
All right. Are you going to have a room with the hot octopus pulse, too?
Absolutely. That's the octo room.
Yeah, how about a fleshlight?
Fleshlight room. That's in the back corner.
How about the Alpha One, the ring?
That's just creepy.
Angel, are you just looking up Fair Villa?
Yeah. Okay. Angel, what do you need?
No, he's reading a list of things he's got to go shopping for.
But see, you guys are laughing at this now. You're going to remember this conversation 10 years from now. You want in?
I want in. I want the ground floor.
7%.
All right.
You mean you don't even have to put money up?
You just get 7%. No, you want
7%? 7%.
All right.
Yeah, you're in a bar. This will make money.
Oh, man. So real quick, box office. This weekend, some kid movies come out. Skyscraper comes out.
Yeah.
Rock movie. That should make a bunch of money.
Win the weekend stateside?
No, it doesn't. You know what's going to win the weekend is Hotel Transylvania 3.
I totally forgot that's coming out this weekend.
Kids and women rule the box office. Kids and women rule
totally
music.
And
you can always see it. And that's why Skyscraper's going to do pretty well, too. But it's going to beat it pretty significantly. Hotel Transylvania is the third film of okay series of films. Like, I've seen them all, because guess what? When you're a parent, you go, what's the kid movie? Oh, that one? Okay, that one looks okay.
Right. I can sit through that.
I can sit through that.
When does Winnie the Pooh come out?
Because that looks amazing, man.
That's until next year, though, isn't it? Or Christmas?
No, very soon.
Christmas.
Oh, is it Christmas?
Yeah.
Bother.
That sounded like a very sad Winnie. Like, he's hurt. Like, he's physically hurt.
He's hurting for honey, man.
Hotel Transylvania 3 will continue the franchise's tradition of opening over $40 million. Okay?
Is that Adam animation?
Sandler. Adam Sandler animation.
Okay, gotcha.
And has a bunch of comedians. They're not bad. But there's just nothing. I think it turned into a whole cartoon series as well. Incredibles 2 is going to drop to fourth place. Ant-Man 3rd, Skyscraper 2nd. It'll be interesting to see how Skyscraper does. I think it's going to win globally, the new rock film. It's this whole kind of concept, and good luck to you, because if not, his career is sucking.
Is it? The Rock?
Yeah.
The Rock. Boy, he's struggling.
Yeah, he's got,
Can you imagine? I don't know how long ago.
I'm being totally sarcastic, Jeff. I'm being totally sarcastic.
Does
he own a wooden leg?
No, I'm just singing. I know. Really?
Walk right
He's
into
not
that.
Doing well.
He was just WWE champion.
He was great.
And I do know one thing: today will be a great day until the top never stops.
All right, listen. You want to check out our YouTube channel? It's been live all day.
And
we'll talk to you during the breaks if you want us to. Just go to monsters.fm. That's monsters.fm. And click on the iHeart Monsters Radio YouTube channel. It's live now. You're listening to The Monster in the Morning.
Facebook and started talking to each other again.
Hey, you want
to
see pictures of my new spice cabinet?
Okay. Facebook.com/RealRadioOrlando.
From Real.
Hey, welcome to the Monsters in the Morning on Real Radio 104.1, broadcasting live on iHeartRadio. Also, we're live on our YouTube channel. It's Friday Monsters Live all day today. And remember, if you didn't catch all the show and you want to catch all the show, you can go back and watch it on our YouTube channel or listen to us on iHeartRadio on our podcast channel. So it's easy to check it out if you missed some stuff today. I'm Russ Rollins along with Angel and Carlos, Jeff Howe, Ryan Holmes, and now Angel's going to bring you Monster Sports.
Monster Sports brought to you by Harry Buffalo, downtown Orlando, right there on Church Street. Two times to hang out with him this weekend. I'll be DJing the street party right before the Orlando City match. That's on Saturday right there. And then they're going to have a FIFA street party as well on Sunday. They're going to have the huge TV out there. They're going to have sound out there. They're going to have bars out there on the street.
Their food is great,
yeah,
too.
So it's a great place. A lot of soccer going on Church Street this weekend. Definitely get a chance to get out there.
Tomorrow it's England and Belgium.
Belgium, that's for third place.
And then it's the big match is going to be Sunday, which is France and Croatia.
So right now, the Monsters are going to make their picks.
Ooh.
Los, who do you got in the FIFA World Cup?
It's a big responsibility.
Yeah, it is.
You know, because
we could sway betting lines. Yeah. Vegas is waiting for
they're
us
listening,
to. Yeah,
they know
because we know our soccer.
Absolutely,
but I'm the sports jinx. So my team, my pick, they lose.
All right.
Yeah, we got to talk about that.
How about let's go? It's France versus Croatia.
Croatia.
Give Croatia something. Let's go Croatia. No, let's go France. Let's go France.
Russ, who do you got?
You know, I like an underdog. And I know you always say they're not an underdog, but they're a smaller country. And being a smaller country, they have fewer people to pick from. And with those fewer people to pick from, they got fewer people that play soccer. So they are an underdog because there's a big France. France is big. All kinds of people to pick from. Big France, yeah. So, it is National French Friday, though. And French...
French Friday.
Yeah, it is. It is
Intangibles.
I'm going Croatia.
Yes.
Croatia. All right. Holmes?
100% Croatia. They are heavily favored.
Yeah. Jeff?
Croatia.
All right. Croatia. I'll take France on this one.
Really? Why are you going France?
I think they have better athletes. Croatia's played so many minutes. At some point, the fatigue is going to catch up with them, and I'm betting that way because of that. Every one of their victories, they've gone into extra minutes to win. They have a stud team, though. I'm not going to dismiss that, and they are favored in this. But I just think at some point in this run towards the World Cup championship, that they're going to get tired, even though they haven't exhibited any of that at any of their wins.
I mean, if they get to bed early the night before, they're fine. You know?
That is good a logic as any.
Thank
you know what
you.
I mean?
Okay.
So this is I'm probably gonna have to sit down and talk with one of you guys, because here's the thing: you guys are going on the casino cruise tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah.
On the casino cruise, Victory Casino Cruise Lines. There is a sports book, and I am fascinated by parlay bets.
Uh-huh.
Parlay bets are where if you can string together four or five different random sporting events,
right,
and pick the winners on these.
Right.
You usually can bet a nominal amount of money.
So, right, like, if I bet Nadal and I bet Croatia and I bet something else from another sport,
like the winner of the, if they, and this is the thing, and you got to go in there and find and see what events they have up there, because if you could do that, and then like
Wimbledon,
for example,
I know you bet at Wimbledon.
They'll have Wimbledon up there, and let's say like the winner of the NASCAR race this weekend. If you pick the winner,
right,
you string along these random events, and if you get them all right and you pick the winner on this, usually the return is pretty significant.
Sure.
All right. For example, this is coming out as the biggest win so far. What was it? Hold on 1 second. So they've had legalized sports betting on all sports for a month now at Mammoth Park. And they think that this might be the biggest ticket that they've had so far, right? This guy bet $10,000, which is a lot of money to anybody. But this guy bet $10,000 on these four events. And see if you guys could guess what his return was, right? The four things that he bet on: Marquez versus Miller, Athletics versus Astros, Mariners versus Angels, and Dodgers versus Padres. He got all of those correct. He put down $10,000 as what he was doing. This is a four-leg parlay at Mammoth Park. What do you think his return was on this $10,000 bet?
But he bet all baseball?
It was four baseball games and a fight, it looks like.
Okay.
And
I'd say at least doubled his money.
So you think he won 20 grand?
Yeah.
Holmes?
I'm going to go $160,000.
$160,000? Los?
69 grand.
$69,000? Russ?
$80,000.
$80,000. On this $10,000 four-leg parlay, this gentleman won $240,000.
I did the math real quick. I thought you said 4,000, not 10,000.
My bad.
I would have got it.
So, I'll find out how we can put a parlay together, and I have one of you guys put that bet for me. I don't know if you guys have noticed this or seen the reports, but Twitter is cracking down on fake accounts.
Yeah.
On fake accounts that are that, for example, celebrities or whatnot
will
go out and there's services that you can go, you know, throw some money at, and all of a sudden, overnight, you're going to end up with 10,000 followers
or
20,000 followers. Yeah. And then you use that and you try to leverage that for endorsement deals and whatnot. So Twitter earlier this week made this announcement, say, hey, listen, we're going to start cracking down on this. We're going through this. We're going after ghost accounts, fake accounts, bot accounts.
Get them.
We're doing all these things. We need, you know, trying to have some transparency. The first guy that we, as far as the sports world goes, to looks like he got dinged by this is Ray Lewis. How many in the thousands of accounts do you think Ray Lewis lost in a couple days? At the beginning of the week, he had 712,000 followers on his Twitter account. After Wednesday, Thursday, he woke up the following morning and he had this number.
Huh?
Or he lost this number.
300,000.
It is 350,000 followers eliminated from Ray Lewis. Now, Ray Lewis, you know, he's a former NFL star. Now he's a TV commentator and everything.
Wow.
He's lost basically over half of his the people that were following him. This is going to start happening a lot.
So what do you think it was? Somebody, when he got the media gig, they were like, hey, you need to bump up your social media, and they bought a whole bunch? Or
And this is where it gets sketchy with the celebs. It might not have been him personally.
Yeah, I don't see him.
But,
like,
it's someone on his team was like, hey, we need to make this happen, someone that's representing him. And again, we've all seen this. You can go on Twitter. You can see, hey, if you want 20,000 followers, do this. Or, you know. So Twitter's cracking down on that as far as a local celebrity, or not local, but on the sports world. He's the first one. You're going to see more of this as the week progresses, or the next few weeks progress. So,
they're cutting down on all those different accounts.
Or the fake followers, basically.
Oh, the fake followers. Okay.
Yeah. I know they've addressed and they want to go after the bot accounts and those kind of things.
Yeah.
But the first thing that they've come out and addressed is the fake followers or the ghost accounts, as they call them.
Those don't really work anymore either, because most of what you look at is not actual follower numbers anymore, because they figured it out a while ago.
It's the engagement,
It's engagement, yeah. Right. It's engagement, it's the likes, it's all that kind of stuff.
I've had many engagements. Very few likes. Very few likes, but lots of engagements.
That was
all
fun.
Right, so you guys, we were talking about this, how it's been kind of bizarre the way that LeBron James is, like, the city of Los Angeles has accepted him. Some people are, you know, jumped out the window for it. They're great. They love the fact that he's coming in. And there's been other fans that are, you know, kind of cold-shouldered him. So there was a really cool mural that was to LeBron James.
It was awesome, man.
And, you know, it was basically the King, L.A., had him in a Lakers jersey and everything. The artist was, the graffiti artist that did this, his name was Menso. And it's been up roughly about a week or so. He went and took it down.
Really?
Yeah, it wouldn't stop getting vandalized.
Yeah.
They're drawing a mustache on him and stuff?
Oh, way worse.
Everything. It was
stuff like that.
Yeah. You can do it again. Do it right in the camera.
Eating a sub.
You don't have to give the visual. To
oh, okay.
Sorry. Yeah, but so the guy, I mean, and, you know, graph artists, that's a lot of time and effort he put into this. And almost daily it was getting sabotaged, vandalized, and everything. So he went in, white paint over it.
It was sad to see the video of him doing it.
Yeah, because the guy, I mean, like, the dude put a lot of effort into it. You know what I mean? And it's a huge piece.
For free,
you know what I mean? So for him to take it down.
That's such a talent, man, to draw like those gigantic murals.
Oh, my God. Have you seen the ones that take the pictures of the Latin American countries? Of the people that, and they do put it on stairs.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
All right, so today we got a really fascinating Wimbledon. Right now, as we speak, two of the tallest players in Wimbledon history are in a semifinal.
5'10", 5'11"?
It's 6'10", and 6'8".
Wow.
Isner and Anderson. If Isner pass goes on, he'll be the tallest finalist in Wimbledon history. So right now they're in the second set, 6-7 it goes. And then you got Djokovic and Nadal later on today. Actually, they'll be playing within the next 45 minutes. Orlando Magic, we lost last night in Summer League to the Utah Jazz. And understand this, Orlando Magic fans. This is just a glimpse of what's going to happen in the future and when this scenario happens. And
I understand. Turned around, Robin. I thought you were on Team Magic.
No. I understand this. We have to protect our guys. Our guys are young. So last night they sat down Bamba and Isaac for soreness and you know, just uncomfortableness.
Sure.
We have to do whatever we have to do to protect our guys.
Right.
And this is especially in summer ball, so that guys on the bench, I need you guys to step up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These and guys they did. They played well.
Yeah. These are the future.
They lost. Yeah.
You know, so I understand why we sit our guys.
Yeah.
You're on the bench.
Yeah.
6, 7, 8. I need you to step up. Show me something. don't make me run you down.
They're listening.
You know what I mean?
They're listening. I know that they're whole team. Yeah, Bamba.
They're listening right now from Utah.
We want you in the studio, Bamba. Bring Isaac.
I like La Bamba. He's cool.
La Bamba.
It's just Bamba. Mo Bamba.
Oh, we could do Bamba. La Bamba. That's going to be good, too.
Yeah. He'll like that.
No, he won't.
Yeah, yeah.
He's not going to. He's 18. He's not going to know the reference.
He's like, I saw the movie.
If he's been to a Jeff Howell show, he's heard the song.
I bet he does.
Are we gonna punish him that way? Let's not punish that kid that way just yet. Let him stick around for a minute.
You listen to that too long, it'll drive you crazy.
Yeah, well, yeah, some places it does.
All right, two stories that are kind of, interesting in the sense of this. Terrell Owens has always bitched his whole career that he's never gotten his just due, that he was never given enough credit as being, you know, one of the elite wide receivers.
Yeah.
You know, that's one of the things. Everywhere he's been to, he's just bitched.
He's been a quarterback.
Yeah, he's been a pain in the ass in the locker room. He's always been that way, you know?
Yeah.
He finally gets accolades. Finally, he's like, all right, jerk, we're going to put you in the NFL Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
So he announced, he's like, you know what? I got something better to do. I'm not going to be there. I'm not going to Canton. I got whatever it is.
I got this thing.
Yeah, I got this thing. I'm not going to go there, right?
Yeah.
So NFL's like, all right, cool.
No problem.
They're not going to mention him at all during the festivities.
For not coming.
Uh-huh. They're going to do the program. They're going to do all that. He's not even, the name Terrell Owens is not going to be breathed on air when they're doing the program.
Wow.
They're mailing him his jacket. I don't even know if they're going to give him a bust.
Right.
This little going back and forth between the NFL and Terrell, it's like, dude, Terrell, you're losing.
That's so stupid.
It is.
Yeah.
You finally get your day, dude. Just go down and enjoy it. Shut up. And so they made the NFL went as far and made that announcement yesterday.
Yeah.
Same guy.
They had him saying something in this book that somebody had written. And he goes, dude, I was totally misquoted. And they said, it's your autobiography. He said he was misquoted.
And then we'll wrap it up with this. And I hope the Orlando Magic and the Orlando City Soccer Club make the right decision. Right now, they're in the process of reviewing their partnerships with Papa John's. It's time to step away from that relationship.
Oh, I was going to ask you a new episode of Is This Racist? So is that racist if you use the N-word on a conference call with a bunch of people?
Apparently it is.
I thought it was. Yeah.
Yeah. 100%.
That's pretty much. That's pretty much not good. Yeah.
And that's Monster Sports.
I knew I was hitting 1,000 on that. I figured that was pretty good.
Getting pretty good at this.
Hey, you know Serena Williams? She won, right?
She's in the finals.
She's in the finals. Yeah.
She made it to the finals.
That'll be Saturday.
Yeah, absolutely, dude. Did you? She almost died.
What?
So during her when she was giving birth and everything, she went through a pulmonary embolism or something like that. I didn't know that. So she's had that day or those days afterwards. She had a bunch of surgeries.
Oh my God.
I didn't know that. I didn't know if that was just coming to light now.
Yeah.
I didn't know if it was known. I just learned about it with her victory yesterday.
Isn't that amazing?
And she's in the finals. So congratulations to her.
She's gonna win again, man. I she's fun to watch.
Oh, she's a beast. It's a lot of fun.
And is it who's in the finals for?
Right now, so we're in the semifinals. So right now, Anderson and Isner are playing.
Yeah.
And then at 11 o'clock later on, in about 45 minutes, Nadal and Djokovic play.
Oh, I thought they would be in the finals.
No. So these two, whoever wins out of Isner and Anderson plays the winner out of
Dollar.
Isn't there a big thing about the grunting that they're coming down on people for grunting so hard?
Russ, like,
that was some
Russ,
time ago.
You grunter? You?
Really? Not recently. That it was some time ago with what's her name?
Steffi.
Steffi Graf. Yeah. Like 10 years ago, Jeff.
It's when I got my wooden ladder.
That's when you got your wooden ladder. All right, you're listening to the Monsters of the Morning.
Orlando City defends their pitch and welcomes Toronto FC tomorrow. Coverage begins at 7:30 p.m. on our sister station, FM 96.9, The Game, AM 740, and iHeartRadio.
Tomorrow we're on the Monster Real Laughs Cruise. We hope you join us. It's going to be a lot of fun. Carlos and I are going. Devin Siebel, Miguel Colon, James John. Here's what's going to happen. When you come up to the boat, all right, and we're going to take photos with everybody at a particular... I think it should be right when we walk on is where we're going to
totally,
do it.
Totally, yeah.
And I'm going to have a big bag, and in the big bag there's going to be hundreds of cards that promote our YouTube channel, all right? There will be 5 cards that will be signed by each member, you know, like Carlos and I. One signed by me, one signed by Carlos, one by Devin Siebel, Miguel Colon, James John. And when you reach in and pick them out, if you pick out one that's got one of our names on it, then you'll win $200.
Oh, man.
That's pretty cool, right?
Yeah. Can I use my Topps baseball card instead of...
No, you got to use my card.
I mean, you can use yours.
The same.
You can use yours.
No, I don't have one.
Just saying.
Yet. I will one day, I'm sure. Hey, I'm Russ Rollins, along with we got Angel and Carlos. Ryan Holmes here today with us, and Jeff Howe. Yeah. And, okay, so we're talking about how it's Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
It is National Nude Day.
Mm.
And it is also Tattoo Friday. And the deal is, I guess, all around the country, tattoo parlors are giving people a tattoo for $13.
Oh.
A $13 discount tattoos.
That doesn't sound like a good idea. There's going to be a lot of messed up tattoos out there.
You think so?
Your $13 tattoo when they're normally like $200, $300?
I don't think the artist, though, will make them look worse just because it's tattoo day.
I think he would because, like, this sounds like a dumb marketing scheme because I would just, every time I want a tattoo, I'd wait till the 13th of every year and I'd go get a tattoo.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, you know, it's just like the same thing with the Bears, the Build-A-Bears, right? It was like whatever your age is, that's what the Build-A-Bear, and he had a bunch of people lined up to get him. People are going to the tattoo parlor and like, I want to get my tattoo. And they're like, well, sorry, there's a long wait, but we'll get you in tomorrow when it's not $13 day. You know what I'm saying?
If you think for 1 second that we're going to have images and photographs tomorrow of just these long lines
at
tattoo parlors for people showing up for $13 tattoos, I'll make you a $100 bet. Right now that's not going to happen.
There's way more tattoo parlors than Build-A-Bears.
I can take my wife out drinking tonight and talk her into that triple R tattoo. Hell right there in the back.
That's
right
when you know a woman loves you.
That's right there in the, what do they call that? The tramp stamp.
Yeah.
But you can't call your wife that. No. We'll call that the sweet spot.
The sweet spot.
Yeah, wife's not a sweet spot.
the tattoo sweet spot. It, what are you laughing at, Angel?
If you get that done, I will spend...
I don't know. Just the premise of, let me get my wife drunk, and then I'm going to go get her a tattoo on her.
Yeah. $13.
Yeah. Who are you, Suge Knight?
Just triple R. That'd be cool.
I kind of like that, too. My wife and I have our initials on each other's body.
See?
So, I mean, it ain't too far of a stretch.
You got to get a tattoo of her name, then, if you're going to do
that. No problem.
Yeah, he's like, what side? That side's taken up.
Right. You can always put kiss makeup on anyone you want to.
Wow, all right.
So you know.
That's hilarious. Used to be my wife, now it's Paul Stanley.
Actually, she looks a little bit more like Ace Frehley now. But
I'm proud of you for knowing a member of
muscle.
KISS.
Feel that muscle.
Oh, there's
it's in there. It's all in there.
There's an article about KISS today since you brought it up.
Yes.
Wow.
No. It's not a big deal. It's talking about how they're doing another final tour, you know? The end of the road tour is what they're calling it. And Gene will not let the other members wear makeup on stage.
What?
Like the original members, they're not allowed to wear makeup on stage because they're not in the band now. So he's like, look, like they can come and they can perform with us. That's fine. But they can't wear the makeup because we got four guys with makeup now. So we can't have two Ace Frehleys on stage.
Ah, so who is all the original? Is it still Paul Stanley?
It's Paul Stanley, Gene Simmons.
And that's it.
Peter Criss and Ace Frehley are the original members.
Okay.
But they've got two other guys now who wear the other makeup.
Oh.
So in this end of the road tour, they're calling it.
Is there Boys to Men too?
No.
Ladies and gentlemen. Boys to Men, Motown Philly.
They say they might invite the other guys to come up on stage. That'll be fine, yes. But they can't put on the makeup because they already got four guys.
That's wrong, man.
I don't think
they
so.
All
I think
have
Gene's
their,
right.
Yeah, of course, you agree with Karen. The other guys have their own individual makeup, right?
Yeah, it's not the same makeup.
No, it would be the same. They have the same.
I thought the drummer had the cat,
the original guy was the cat.
Oh, there was another member that had another
face
makeup.
And he was a fox. And the fox died.
Excuse me that I got cat and fox confused.
Yeah, he died.
But his name was Cat.
No.
So why don't they,
James Beard.
Looking for different ways to make money, they put the new face on there, and once a unicorn rainbow.
It's the end of the road now. They're not performing
never
anymore.
Again.
All right, when we come back, it's time for Beer of the Week.
Hell yeah.
Benny and Rachel here.
Absolutely. From one of my favorite brewing
companies.
You've been talking about it all week.
Yeah, MIA Brewing, I am a huge fan of everything that they do.
Now, why are you such a big fan of MIA Brewing?
One, it's Florida. They rep Florida all day long. And so,
I think it has something to do with Rachel, to be honest with you. I'll be honest.
Rachel's...
I know you for a while. And
no,
I,
Rachel's a great friend. Her and I have worked at same establishments off and on downtown Orlando. Benny and I worked at... The last place we worked at was...
Oh, your mic.
There we go. Go now.
Market on Magnolia.
Market on Magnolia. Yep. Yeah, yeah. So I'm great friends of mine, and I was actually, it was Mo at Harry Buffalo let me know that he had gotten the job with MIA, so it's a huge, I mean, come up, and I appreciate you guys not thinking of us.
Benny,
so,
how long you been at MIA?
I helped start the company. I was on the original team 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Left them to help our buddies Pete and Jason open Market on Magnolia.
Yeah.
Just went back with them about 2 weeks ago, so I'm back.
Why do all beer guys, not girls, but all beer guys have beards? It's a look. Like everyone is into the this type of beer. All has the same look. Is it something you guys talk about behind the scenes?
I think it's a unwritten rule. And I know I had a big beard down to the middle of my chest. Uh-huh. I shaved it off, and any account I went into to talk to, they'd look at me like, yeah, you don't know what you're talking about.
You don't know what you're talking about. Because you've got that look of the beer guy that knows what he's talking about with the beard with and the whole thing. Yeah, yeah. And of course, Rachel, you don't look like you... I mean, you don't look like a beer girl.
Your beard sucks, Rachel.
You know, I've been trying to grow it for a really long time. It just doesn't work out that well.
It's all good.
Rachel, how long have you been with MIA Brewing?
I'm actually with Cavalier Distributing.
Oh.
And MIA is one of our best-selling brands.
Gotcha.
And I actually just started this week. Newbie.
Oh, okay. Very good.
Wow. Yeah.
So, okay, do you have to have a love for, an appreciation for beer, or is it something you're learning as you're going?
Absolutely. I think you got to have a love for it. Pretty much everybody in the industry does.
So you're not afraid of a good beer?
I love beer.
Okay. All right. Good. All right.
All right. So let's get to it. Benny, what did you bring for us to sample today?
Okay. The first one is going to be, you'll look at the color. It's called the Miami Weiss. It's a German style Hefeweizen. You'll see it's the lighter of the two. The cloudier of the two.
The lighter.
Yeah.
Okay.
You take if you smell it, you'll see, you'll get a little, some hints of banana, clove.
What are you pointing at, Angel?
Want you to, because this is the other neat thing that MIA Brewing does. Pick up the can. It's the pink and light blue one, the other one.
Oh, so I got the wrong beer?
No, you got the right
beer.
You got the right beer, but look at the artwork and look at that.
Yeah.
Does that not scream Miami?
Oh, without a doubt. Yeah. It's very cool. Miami Weiss, yeah.
Yeah.
Miami Weiss. Oh, I get it.
A German will yell at you and say, it's Weiss. And I was like, okay, whatever you want to say.
Okay.
I'm from America.
All right, so this is how we do it here on Monsters.
Right.
When we do Beer of the Week, it's a three-sip rule, and we do a toast. And in the great words of my friend Phil Connors, I'd like to say a little prayer for world peace.
Okay.
Cheers.
Aww.
Cheers.
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 One sip.
Two sip.
Russ, what do you think of...
Very different. That is very different. What's the alcohol content?
Six percent.
Oh, 6% on that.
I like that. Yeah. It tastes light, but I can tell it had a little bit of kick to it. That is really good. What's in it?
It's a normal German style Hefeweizen. So people think they put clove and banana, and they think that's all in that beer.
Yeah,
it's not.
There's
it's
no
the
banana
yeast
in there.
No, it's the yeast that they use in it and how it's brewed and the process of the whole thing gives off those esters, the smell of the banana, the clove.
Wow.
And a lot of people get, you get like 50-50, they'll say they get a hint of bubble gum right at the end of it as well.
Yeah, I get that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm going to give that a 8.9? No,
yeah,
a full-on 9. Let's give it a 9. That's
right.
Really good. That's really, really good.
Ryan Holmes, what'd you think of it?
Oh, man, I love a good Hefeweizen, but sometimes they're like an event. Like, I'll go to a German restaurant, and I'm like, I'll have two, but I'm exhausted from drinking them because they're heavier. And this is light, this is nice, and I like bananas. I'm surprised there's no bananas in this.
I am, too. I thought for sure there was bananas in that.
I think he's lying to us.
Yeah.
This is one of my go-to.
What do you give it?
I will give this an 8.5.
Oh.
8.5. This is a 9 all day long. It's one of the go-tos. It's and this is what's cool about this particular one. It's available year-round, so you can find this at any of the establishments downtown Orlando. And it's like I said, it's light and citrusy, and especially in this time, it's kind of heat. It's quite refreshing. So that's a 9 for me all day long. The next one, what we got next, Benny?
All right, the next one is my personal favorite.
Oh, this is your favorite?
Yeah, the Megamix.
A lot of vitamins. See?
So they use 3 different hops in this one.
Oh.
It is so it's considered a pale ale, but it satisfies IPA fans as well. It has Citra, Galaxy, and Mosaic hops, and they're late addition hops. So in the brewing process, when they're late addition, that stops that bitterness that people, you know, when you ask someone, why do you hate IPAs? Like IPAs? They say, well, that bitterness at the end, that lingering taste.
Exactly, that's what I always say.
This, because of how it's brewed and where those hops go in the brewing process, it takes away that bitterness. So it's nice and citrusy and hoppy up front.
Everything about this says I'm not going to like it. You got a guy with a beard. It's Mega Mix. He loves it. It's going to be bitter as hell. Right, but I could be wrong.
Going into it, just so you know, it's 6% ABV.
And it smells like hoppy hop.
Exactly.
There's a lot going on with this beer.
This is Mega Mix. This is like on roids. Beer on roids, but we'll see.
All right.
Okay.
Ready? Yeah, there we go. Cheers.
There we go. 3-sip rule. Oh. How much alcohol in it?
6%?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's, Bryce, what'd you think of MIA Mega Mix?
And if it's a little colder, you get...
That's a 10. That's really good.
My man.
I agree.
That is really, really good. That's
awesome.
I taste the the grapefruit in it.
There's no grapefruit.
There you go. Masking bananas and grapefruit.
Exactly, but that's what those hops give off. The way you use them, there's so many different hops, and every different hop gives off different...
That doesn't have a nasty aftertaste.
So when it comes to these really complex beers, we know Russ, and usually he's just like trying to scratch his tongue off the flavor. And doesn't have that.
I like Land Shark.
But
that is really, really good. Yes, Jeff.
Yeah, question.
Yeah.
Did you know they were going to give off? Did you plan on it tasting like grapefruit by the hops?
Yes. Yeah,
or
so,
was it an accident?
So a lot of IPAs with certain hops that they use,
yeah.
and again, in that brewing process, whenever they put those hops in, grapefruit is a big, you know, a smell, the characteristic of a lot of IPAs. Some IPAs are using actual grapefruit or juice or whatever,
right.
but because of those hops, specific hops, you get that grapefruit.
But did you plant it that way?
Yes.
Do you know what you're doing?
Jeff still remembers the commercial. Yeah. You put your peanut butter into my chocolate.
There it is. Yeah. It was an accident. Yeah. And look how much money you made.
Your chocolate in my peanut butter. Yes, Ryan.
What'd you give it?
I'm giving this a 10 as well.
Yeah.
This could possibly be my new favorite beer.
My man.
The Mega Mix, and it's kind of manly, other than the pink. But other,
whatever.
Mega Mix.
Men wear pink.
I'm drinking Mega Mix.
Oh yeah,
yeah. This is my of all the beers that they do. This is my favorite. It's my go-to all the time, and it's a lot of fun. Rachel, it's pretty easy to pick up MIA beers in downtown Orlando.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd say pretty much every account that we have down there is carrying Mega Mix.
Really? Yeah, that's good. Mega Mix is the one to remember. MIA Mega Mix. Now, where's your place at?
So the brewery's located in Doral.
Where?
Miami, Florida.
Yeah,
in Doral. Big golf course out there.
Gotcha.
By you know who.
Heard of it, yes. Yeah. I guess. Yeah. Now I know what you're talking about.
That guy?
Yeah.
So, yeah, his golf
course. Making beer great again, yes.
Exactly. Exactly. So, Doral, Florida.
And then we got a new release coming out from MIA in the next week or so?
So, we do some specialties, and everything is focused around that 80s retro disco Miami Art Deco. The newest beer that we're going to be releasing, it's released at the brewery right now, but we're going to be in distribution next week, limited. It's called Ultra Mix.
Oh.
It's pretty much like Big Brother.
Two steps over Mega Mix?
It's probably 3 steps over.
Yeah.
So it's IPA.
What's the alcohol content?
I want to say it's 9.5%.
My God.
Yeah,
that's awesome. It's good.
And we might have to have you guys back in when that comes out.
100%.
We might have to take a trip to Miami.
There we go.
We could do that.
All right, that's Beer of the Week. And thank you, Rachel. Thank you, Benny, for coming in from MIA Brewing.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Benny, Rachel, thank you so very much. So, Jeff Howell, it's the Red Dog Pub.
Yes, Yes.
Now, do you want people to come see you at House of Blues, or do you want me to go to the Red Dog Pub?
I want to go to the Red Dog Pub. Go to the Red Dog Pub, spend your money. I'll make you a tape of House of Blues tonight. Red Dog Pub in Kissimmee, and I'll be there. We have DJ Mike tonight and tomorrow night playing all the hits, 70s, 80s, 90s, and 2000s, all videos all night long. And then Sunday, I'll do 2 to 5 at the House of Blues Acoustic Sundays. Come and see us.
Very nice. Ryan Holmes, you'll be with us tomorrow at the cruise, right?
I will be with you tomorrow. And if any listeners want to go to a local magazine publication and vote for me or Ross Pageant or any of my friends for best local comedian, do that, please.
Oh, yes. Yeah, the Weekly, right?
Orlando Weekly. I didn't know if I could say it or not.
Yeah, sure.
All right, go to Orlando Weekly, vote for me, best comedian of the year, or vote for Ross or Heather, anybody.
Yeah, you can vote for us for radio show if you want to. Angel, tonight it's 10 till midnight.
It's What the Hell's Angel Listening To. Also, catch me out tomorrow on Church Street. I'll be in front of Harry Buffalo. They carry MIA products as well. We'll be there for the Orlando City Party, and they also have the FIFA World Cup Final on Sunday party going on out there.
Yeah, it's great beer, too. By the way, it's tomorrow, the Victory Casino Cruise. It's going to be the Monsters, Real Laughs, all together. We have over 800 people going with us so far. There's still room for you. We can get about 1,200, and when you show up, we'll let you pick a card, and you might win $200 just for showing up tomorrow. Bo the Big Man Rhodes is coming. We got Vince Taylor, Ryan Holmes, everybody from Real Laughs and the Monsters, so just join us. Go to realradio.fm/victory to join us tomorrow, and if you're a model and you want to be on the cover of my next graphic novel, send your photo into monsters.fm. You could be with us at Spooky Empire and really kind of get you a job as the character from the graphic novel. So go to monsters.fm to look out how to do that. You've got all weekend. We're accepting photos until Monday. Stay tuned for the News Junkie right after the Monsters. At 3 o'clock is the Jim Colbert Show. Then it's Tom and Dan, and we're back to do our thing next Monday. From Jeff Howe, Ryan Holmes, and Angel Navarro. Angel Rivera. Navarro.
And the leader of this mess up, Merriman, Russ. Oh my gosh, I can't know what I'm saying. Rollins.
Hey, thank you so much for listening. We ain't got to go home.
We got to get the hell up on out of here.
Shwow.
Facebook and have started talking to each other again.
Did you know your mom's been writing fan fiction?
I did not.
Very erotic.
No.
Facebook.com/RealRadioOrlando.